some of those towns.
And that's what the LPGA does.
Yeah.
They go to the smaller markets. Smart stuff. You don't have to compete against the big boys. So, but, and it's not a diss on that. It's just the fact watching anybody at that age do anything competitively is not nearly as compelling as watching somebody in the prime of their life do.
Right. By the way, you mentioned, real quick, you mentioned Peter Jacobson.
Mm-hmm.
He may be the one guy on tour, on any tour, that could rival the wealth of Tiger.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff going on.
He's got
a lot of businesses.
First off, he's got Golden Tee.
Yeah, yeah.
And
is that still big?
Yeah, it's
is
big.
It?
Yeah, it's big.
Sure?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've never, you know, the cool thing about Golden Tee, like if you wanted an asteroid machine, you'd go buy one.
Right.
You can't buy a Golden Tee. You can only lease it.
Really?
Yeah.
So he has the licensing fee on this. Because he started off with that. He was like Peter Jacobson.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, 9:49 on the ticket. We'll mix with the rant at a Sneaky Pete's next.
Have you noticed lately that theticket.com has more than meets the mouth?
I'm a ticket
mail. Find our new podcasting channel. You can download daily to your iPod or other MP3 player and take your favorite ticket parts with you wherever you go. Listen to the Musers, Norm, Bad Radio, and the Hardline, plus the Ticket Top 10 and a classic bit of the week. Theticket.com is also where you'll find ringtones for your phone, webcams, ticket merchandise, and custom-made for the holidays. Santa's Secret Side Room, a stream of not-so-silent holiday music. The Ticket is live from anywhere in the world at theticket.com. A public service announcement from Sports Radio 1310, theticket.com.
Yesterday marked the one-year anniversary of Riley's Plumbing Supply Company. Steve Riley started the business after struggling to find parts for his bathroom sink. He figured other people shouldn't have to go through the same headache. To save money, Steve switched to a Wachovia free business checking account. His new account has no minimum balance requirement or monthly maintenance fee. It also includes 150 transactions a month, Wachovia Business Online with bill pay, and a business check card with Visa Extras, all for free. Now that his business is going strong, maybe Steve can hire an assistant and finally get around to fixing the drip in his own bathroom. Find out more about free business checking. Stop by a Wachovia Financial Center or visit wachovia.com/business. Account and transaction related fees may apply. Some restrictions apply to Visa Extras. Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. are members of FDIC.
Your IT guys are great at troubleshooting problems, helping employees master the system, and keeping things running. But they may need assistance when it comes to designing infrastructure, securing your network, and maximizing enterprise data storage performance and resources. That's when you call on Computer Tech. If you want to manage your IT expenditures better, call 972-247-8400 and see what Computer Tech can do for you.
I run a mid-sized company, and we're constantly in growth mode. Server, desktop, and laptop prices are always getting lower. But what about quality?
Computer Tech is an HP Gold partner, providing personalized service and expert consultation for every business.
They took the time to come out and learn about my business, so the solutions fit my needs. They'll do the same for you.
Computer Tech maintains strategic relationships with the top technology providers. They're a certified HP Gold partner, providing computing, networking, and enterprise storage solutions. Texas-based for over 21 years. Call Computer Tech and let their knowledge save you money. 972-247-8400. 972-247-8400. Or visit them on the web at computertech.com.
We're here awaiting the arrival of Jessica Snyder, world-renowned television expert. Here she comes now. Wait a minute. You're just a kid.
You've got a problem with that?
Well,
Look, I've got two words for you, mister. Charter Digital. Capiche?
Huh?
Charter Digital offers over 100 channels for movies, news, sports, and my personal favorite, Disney Channel and Toon Disney, featuring the biggest stars and freshest new shows, like That's So Raven on Disney Channel and Get Ed on Toon Disney, plus an interactive program guide, parental controls, and lots more. It's perfect for kids of all ages.
Can I quote you on that?
Sure. Knock yourself out.
Packages starting as low as $29.99 per month for 3 months with expanded basic service. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER today. Offer expires December 21st, 2005. Offers for expanded level of service. And is a 3-month promotional offer for new residential customers only who live in a wired serviceable area. Prices and offers are subject to change. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
FSP 10, Mavs leave the door open, but not too far. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
With gas prices so high, you might think you need to cut back in other places.
But if you're not treating yourself to lunch or dinner at Texas Land and Cattle, it's time to rethink that budget.
Hey now, it's The Hard Line. Mike Reiner here.
And Greg Williams here.
Now, if gas prices are kicking you right in the wallet, stop by a Texas Land and Cattle near you.
Stop by on Mondays for all-you-can-eat smoked sirloin for only $14.99.
That includes the delicious garlic mashed potatoes and your choice of super salad.
That's a great deal no matter how you cook it.
Or if you just need a cool, refreshing drink, Texas Land and Cattle is easy on your wallet with Thirsty Thursdays.
Start off with $2 buffalo chicken tacos and $2 onion strings and wash it down with a $2 domestic tall beer or a $2 lemon drop.
And don't forget, Saturdays 11 to 4, a kid eats free with each adult entree purchase.
It's only at Texas Land and Cattle and only for a limited time.
It is Texas Land and Cattle, Texas at its prime.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Mavericks still working on putting teams away. This ticker brought to you by Garden Valley and Man's Best Friend. Dirk Nowitzki, 23 points, 16 rebounds. Mavericks win in Charlotte 98-88 last night. Dirk played through his back sprain and didn't want the game to be so close in the fourth.
We made it a lot harder on ourselves. We should have been up 20 in the first half already, but we saw in Utah what can happen if you let teams hang around. You know, at the end of the fourth quarter, they get hot and they lose again.
Dirk played 40 minutes in last night's win. Mavs in Oklahoma City tonight, the only undefeated team in the NBA, the Detroit Pistons. Chauncey Billups brings in 21 last night, drops 10 assists as they get by Portland by 3. Surprised that his team responded so well to Flip Saunders.
We know that we're playing pretty good ball right now. You know what I'm saying? We've caught on the Flip system pretty quick, actually, quicker than I saw it. You know what I'm saying?
Pistons 6-0, if you know what he's saying. Cowboys trying for the first back-to-back win over Philadelphia in 7 years. They're ready for 3 games in 11 days coming up. Injured receiver Patrick Creighton hopes he'll be back after that. He did some jogging on his repaired right ankle yesterday. He wants to play the Meadowlands against the Giants on December 4th. Our next ticker at 10:10 with Sean Bass. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning, 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket asks the question, why do psychics have to ask your name?
956 on The Ticket. Thanks for joining us. I want to thank Jaren.
Fun show.
And Pete. Yeah, it was fun. Next week we'll be at Star Power, looking at all the great plasma TVs and the LCDs.
Yeah, you know what? Come out and see us next week.
Yeah.
We haven't been out in a while. Come out and see us. Buy something at Star Power. Even if you don't want to buy something, just come out and say hey.
Yeah, we like hey.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of that, the rant is out at Sneaky Pete's today, ringing in the Saturday weekend something or other. And
that's right.
Joining us.
We're having a bikini party out here.
All right. Did you shave?
What?
You shave?
I did. I'm bald.
Just checking.
Hey, Corby, congratulations, bud.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
How's that working out?
It's great.
What's he congratulating you for?
I had a kid.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
A little non-disclosure.
I forgot to tell you my wife is pregnant.
How about that?
Wow. You're married.
All right, so my question is, how'd you come up with Isaac?
It was down between Isaac and Malcolm.
And Latrell.
Malcolm?
Yeah.
Are these family names?
Isaac, Malcolm, Leon.
Perfect.
Tyrone.
Tyrone, yeah. No,
you were a huge Love Boat fan, weren't you?
Yeah. I don't, you know, it was just in our on our list, and we liked Isaac.
So he's going to be ID?
He'll be ID, yeah.
ID.
Think of that.
All right.
Mm. Oh. Mm. So, you know, my mother-in-law likes to call him Ike. I like Isaac, so... You know,
is it an Eisenhower fan?
How do you spell Isaac?
Right, Isaac Turner.
I-S-A-A-C.
Yeah.
I-S-A-A-C?
Isaac.
Why are there two A's in it?
I don't know. If they're just are.
You should have made up
one for doo-doo.
Why don't you be I-Z-A-K? You know, do one of those jobs. Yeah. Do one of those jobs.
Yeah. It's cool, though, man. You know, I hear all my friends told me that the first, you know, couple months were a big pain in the ass, which, you know, they kind of are, but still, it's a lot of fun. It's just, he's fun.
We threw him around this morning.
Yeah.
Corby brought us over the hearing room, tossing back and forth across the living room.
You know, you just swaddle him. You just tell him it's a football.
Sure.
He's a great sports baby.
he bounced well?
Yeah.
I went too far.
Oh.
Yeah. But he looks a lot like me, that's for sure.
How about that?
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it'll change.
But I don't know. I don't think you'll ever change.
Actually, you'll get a big giggle when he starts recognizing you.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. I have to ask Gordon that the other day. Yeah. When do they actually start recognizing who you are?
Gordon, though? How would I know?
Recognize. You and the way Suzanne is.
Where she recognizes me now?
Yeah.
After I beat her to a pulp that one time. Remember, she lost her memory.
Right.
Like 7 months.
She only has one eye now. And she's constantly...
She came out of the coma and she was like, you!
Wow, you're losing your touch, Gordon. It used to take 3 years to
fought her way out of the coma.
Hey, you're a big Lost fan, aren't you, Gordon? Didn't you become a big disciple of that?
Yeah, now I've turned on it.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
So, I read this thing in USA Today that, you know that sequence of numbers that's supposed to be such a big player in that?
Yes.
That if you punch that into Google Earth, longitude and latitude, you'll come up with this area just northwest of Australia.
Yep.
I don't know what that means.
That's where it is,
down the road.
Right off of Australia.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know they were saying where they actually were.
No, they weren't.
I thought it was just...
Well they were on for, 6 hours?
Yeah, they were on their way from Australia.
But they doubled back.
But they were 1,000 miles off course.
Yeah, 1,000 miles off course. So they're right by Gilligan's Island.
How were they 1,000 miles off course?
Because they were trying to avoid a storm or something. Their radio, they lost radio contact.
It's a good show. Pretty much is. They spent $500,000 per episode, something like that.
How much?
$500,000.
You know,
it was filmed in Maui.
When we were in L.A., when I was in L.A.
Wow.
Gosh. Yeah.
Maybe your life.
Corby's L.A. tales.
I was hanging out with Lenny Kravitz. We were there with the guy from FX, and he was telling us that over there, that Iraq show that got canceled.
Yeah.
Cost like... $300,000 an episode. I mean, something dirt. No,
that's
it was 1.2 an episode or 1.1.
Now, those ensemble casts are expensive.
He said Rome.
$1.1 million an episode?
Yeah.
That's more than Lost?
No, you're wrong about Lost.
That's what it said in the paper.
It's got to be more than that.
That's got to be right.
The show Rome on HBO costs $12 million an episode.
$12 million? Well, the sets are ridiculous.
Yeah. They split it with the BBC. HBO and the BBC.
Well, I don't care who they're splitting with. It's just ridiculous to me that a show can cost that much.
Especially when it sucks so bad.
Not very good.
You know, a sitcom where they're just a set there. But, like Everybody Loves Raymond, you think about it, well, what does that cost, $50 to shoot? Well, you know, Raymond costs $40 million a year.
Well, Rome, I think, is filmed in front of a live studio audience, and then you've got to pay for all those people.
Rome is not filmed before a live studio audience. You need to go swim right out there.
Rome's not very good. And I also read where HBO doesn't have any new programming through the winter.
No, they don't.
Which, you know, Curb is kind of running its course. It hasn't been nearly as good this year. And so he's playing for Sopranos. And what's left? Can you have Carnival coming back?
Carnival's not coming back.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Are you sure it didn't get renewed?
No, it's not renewed.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's not renewed.
Wow.
Didn't one Bree Walker in there? She was doing newscast.
With the butter arms.
What?
Butter claws.
Is she still married to Jim Lampley?
Why are you calling butter claws? You do her, butter claws are bad.
I remember in San Diego when she was the face of one of the local rock stations, and they would just show her from the waist up. She was flawless.
And they would bar out her hands.
Yeah, they wouldn't show the clippers, the snappers that she had. But
why did she a hand model for a while?
No.
Before she got lobster claws.
Interesting.
She was born with them.
Right. That still amazes me. That whole Lampley.
She did great community service though. She ever got some.
You know,
the Bree Walker conundrum where she
being able to reach.
Well, they knew 50%. There was 50% chance their kids would have the same malady.
And did they have it?
Yes.
Oh God.
They went ahead and had the kids anyway. Just mind boggling.
See?
Although 50%, you know.
Yeah, that's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah,
you have
a 50% coin,
chance of getting AIDS and dying.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
You would?
Yeah.
I think it depends on how you get it.
A lot better odds than I usually get.
To me, it would depend on how you got it. That would be the kicker.
Craig, congratulations for losing X amount of pounds.
Yeah, how about that?
That's great.
George has some cred, doesn't he?
What happened?
George,
we haven't seen you in a while.
George, yeah, Craig lost 90 pounds.
What?
Yeah.
Not, I didn't know he had 90 pounds to lose.
He's anorexic.
Yeah, right now he weighs 40. No, what you? I mean, it's only been a month. You lost what?
I lost a total
12 pounds?
I lost a total of 26 pounds.
Oh, wow. Since when?
Well, it's been about 4 months.
Yeah.
George did John.
But George worked.
He did that?
George what?
George put you on a diet of cocaine?
Yeah, he worked me hard for a month, and my body fat went down 6%, and my weight went down significantly. And
see, I need to start working out with George.
You should.
God, you would give up. And
it is interesting, but you know what?
But maybe I'd lose 10 pounds.
If you had the opportunity to be cast in a movie, and like that, well, remember like Linda Hamilton and with Terminator 2?
Yeah, she got cut.
I think that would be really interesting for 1 year to see how good you could be.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't want to do
or Brad Pitt
work myself. Yeah. I've often thought, like, what if, you know, like, George Dijon could take over, like, his mind could go into my body for a year, and then he would just, you know, kick the ass of my body, and then I would switch back after a year.
Hmm.
Like, what's the potential? And then...
And then I would just find out that he starred in all these gay porn.
Yeah. Thought I liked it too.
In a whole other world.
Humiliation.
Yeah, on the ticket.
But what is, you know, I wondered that, what is your body's absolute potential if you gave a damn?
See, and I wouldn't want to do it necessarily 48, but in your mid-20s would be fun. Or maybe early 30s.
Yeah, you try to lift weights and you'd crumble.
Yeah, but my arm would just fall off.
No, you could do it.
Both nostrils would just shoot blood.
Craig, what are you, 40 what?
42.
42?
Way over tax
yep.
himself.
It was worth it. Yeah, that's the perfect time to do it.
Very worth it.
But then you got to maintain it. And that's what I'm curious to see how Craig can do once you're not supervised
all
the time.
Yeah, can you do it without George around?
And now you see a chocolate chip cookie, you know, calling you and will you take it or, you know, that kind of stuff.
That's what I did. You know, it was a 30-day diet, and this morning my wife made two chocolate chip cookies, and I brought them in today. And after George's show this morning, he gave one to Rick, one to me. I said, this is going to taste so good.
He smeared it all over his body. Started licking.
And you ate it, had to sprint to the bathroom. It's like an enema.
That's exactly right.
An enema. Yep.
So you're on a pretty strict diet, Craig?
I was. I mean, it was a 21-day detox diet. Took 21 days.
So it's worth it. No alcohol in that 21 days.
No alcohol. No alcohol, no coffee, no soda.
Good day.
Good day. Really, no nothing.
Yeah. He's worried about the alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the cake or something like that. It's not
the alcohol. That's why Dave has that big nose. He can, like, seek out alcohol from 5 miles away.
That's
he
all
can
that
root around
before.
And find some old moonshine someone's buried somewhere.
Yeah, do it.
But could you exchange it? Could you exchange alcohol for another mind-altering drug?
Yeah,
he does that frequently,
like
too.
Like is pot fattening?
No, well, I mean
the side product is, right?
Right.
The side effect of wanting to eat, but...
You could probably take acid every day.
Yeah?
Like for 12 hours, just kind of trip, not eat.
Yeah, then you'd look in the mirror and look like a Picasso painting. Not
yeah.
Where you're losing weight or gaining it or anything.
You know what George Dijon does? Every time
acid?
No. Every time I'm up at work, he'll sneak up behind me and hit me as hard as he can, like on my shoulder, and it hurts. He's so... strong. He hurts so bad, but he's like, hey, how's it going? Boom!
If you do the one-inch punch.
Yeah, and it hurts.
Just pops you, hits his fist right through.
And then I hit him and, like, my knuckles shatter. You know, he's such a piece of beef.
You know, when you look at him, he doesn't look nearly as big as he actually is.
George Dijon.
He's just sculpted.
Yeah.
Dijon.
By the way, the best bonus of the whole thing is my wife went on the diet, too. She lost 40 pounds.
She's hot.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, she's hot now.
I didn't know she had 40 pounds.
She's hot again, I'll say.
She's hot
she
now.
She wasn't hot for how
she's
long?
She's hot now.
No, not
for that
long.
4 months.
So it's almost like you traded her in like you've been talking about.
Yeah, how about that? Don't need to anymore.
Nice move.
See, I could do that. I ought to call George up. I bet you I could lose
it. You and Suze on
if your wife lost 40 pounds in a month, I could lose 60. Right. I alter my diet just a little bit, and I'll just... weight falls off of me. You know, I'm the yo-yo guy.
You're the Oprah.
I lose weight so easily.
But what would happen a month later?
Take the George
Dijon
cocaine challenge. Just sit you two opposite ends of the room with a pile of cocaine.
Has there ever been a big fat cokehead?
No.
Oh, yeah. Chris Farley.
Are there skinny dopers?
Yeah.
Are there?
Mm-hmm.
Skinny guys that smoke pot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of them.
Yeah, I think this is awesome.
Why'd you raise your hand, Corby?
I know it's odd.
The reflex there was kind of interesting.
All right, well, y'all party on. We're out here at Sneaky Pete's.
Have fun. What are you promoting?
Donuts.
We don't even know. Look at hang on. Let me look here.
Yeah, look on the
sheet. Copy points for you.
Sheet.
Oh, that's not it. Hardline. No. What?
No. Do we not have copy points?
I don't think so.
All right, make it up.
Go out.
Here we are.
Hardline at Sneaky Pete's. Read that.
That's Monday.
Oh. We're promoting the Hardline's appearance.
There you go.
For the pregame show.
All right, boys. Have a good weekend.
All right, we'll see you.
So what are y'all doing?
Okay. I'll listen to you.
This is a Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket Tap. We interrupt our programming to check both our frequencies. As you look at the dial, 1310 is the AM one. 104.1 is the FM one. Hello? Are these still on? You've got a great set? What else do you need? 1310 AM in the Metroplex. 104.1 FM north of Plano in Oklahoma. Now broadcasting in high definition FM. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Wow. What a pair.
Wow.
TheTicket.com.
If it sweats, hits, runs, shoots, or kicks,
I'll show it to you first. I'm Mike Doocy. Watch Sports Sunday on Fox 4. We're on first with the best highlights, best guests, and best of all, we play what you have to say.
Watch Sports Sunday with Mike Doocy. That's me, Sunday at 10, only on Fox 4.
Mark Sunday on a shocking new symptom. Has Bart turned into a mama's boy?
I'm so sure about the bells on the painter's teeth. Are you kidding? I love my jingles.
Next, on an all-new War at Home, Dave acts like a real boob when his daughter wants fake ones.
Well, I only agreed to feed and clothe you, not turn you into a flotation device.
And on a mighty new Family Guy, Peter and his friends become the A-Team.
Don't you worry, sad little girl. The A-Team will get your beloved kitty down.
Followed by an all-new American Dad.
Catch all
of
that starting Sunday at 7 on Fox. Then watch Fox 4 News,
version
9.
Oh, what is that, yoga?
Yeah, it's called Pleasant Cobra Greeting, son.
Ooh, looks like Painful Cobra greets your trip to the emergency room.
Yeah, I'm working on my flexibility.
So am I, but I just combined my SBC services, signed up for local and long distance, high-speed internet, and digital satellite TV, all on one bill.
How is that working on your flexibility?
Because they have plans that are flexible without being complicated. It's $85 a month for a range of choices that make sense for me. Cable company only gives you a few choices, and they might not even be what you want.
I think I'm going to go with SBC services instead of yoga.
Good.
Can you help me get my foot out of my ear?
That's my ear.
It's all about flexibility, simplicity, and value. Sign up for local and long-distance service, high-speed internet, and digital satellite TV for just $85 a month. For a range of plans and the products you want that cable can't match. Add singular wireless service to save even more. Call 1-877-TAKE-SBC or visit sbc.com/yourplan. SBC. Going beyond the call. Taxes, other charges, and the Federal Universal Service Cost Recovery Fee Extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-270-0397 toll-free or visit sbc.com/sbcbundle.
Hey, everyone, this is Daryl Ray along with the great Bruce Hackfeld of Single Source Satellite. Bruce, I know a lot of people who'd love to get Dish Network service, but they think it's going to cost them a bajillion dollars. That's not true, because you have resurrected the deal of deals.
Razor!
What? $19.99 a month for your first 3 months.
Single Source Satellite.
P1-888-671-DISH. That's 888-671-DISH or DishBeatsCable.com for the lowest price all digital television in America, Dish Network.
Single Source Satellite.
Free installation, free equipment, and up to 4 rooms courtesy of Dish Network. Your first 90 days of HBO, Showtime, and Cinemax absolutely free.
Single Source Satellite.
Call us today, 888-671-DISH. That's 888-671-DISH. Or DishBeatsCable.com.
Single Source Satellite.
So, what's the story on your vacation? Well, it turns out I have enough points on my Blue Sky card to save blank's dollars off the cost of any kind of trip I want. So I searched online and booked a flight to blank along with a blank night stay at the blank hotel.
Introducing Blue Sky from American Express, the credit card that lets you save hundreds of dollars off the cost of any flight, any hotel, any cruise, or any rental car. It's the card that lets you fill in the blanks.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. You should rent a blank and drive to blank. Or maybe even take a blank day cruise to blank.
Rent like a blank? Great idea.
Blue Sky lets you shop around for the best travel deal, book it, then use the points you've earned to save even more. There's no blackout date and no limit on the points you can redeem. Blue Sky lets you decide how you want to travel and how you want to save.
Wow. Blank days and blank nights and blank. Oh, I wish I was going.
Don't worry. I'll send you a postcard from the blank.
Blue Sky from American Express. To apply, go to AmexBlueSky.com. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
I'm Sean Bass. Dirk and the Mavs are back on track. Details next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hurry to Lowe's this weekend for great values. We're taking 20% off all Stanley tools, including tape measures, hand tools, tool storage, and staplers. With winter coming, now's the time to make sure your home is properly insulated. So Lowe's will give you a $75 mail-in rebate when you buy $249 or more of insulation. If you need a garage door opener, Lowe's is the place. Because now you'll get installation for just $59 when you spend $148 or more on Genie or Chamberlain garage door openers. If it's carpet you're looking for, we'll help with that too. We're taking 10% off every carpet we install. What's more, use your Lowe's consumer card and ask for special financing until January 2007 on any flooring purchase of $299 or more through November 13th. You see, nobody works harder than Lowe's to save you money every day. That's our promise. So come to Lowe's for great values. Lowe's, where improving home improvement never ends. Limited time offers. End dates vary. See store for details.
When we say sports, you say now.
The Dallas Mavericks played game two of their three-game road trip last night in Charlotte, winning 98-88. Ticker brought to you by Grand Treviso Condominium, Van Wink House of Addison. Dirk Nowitzki played with a strained lower back and had a double-double, leading the Mavs to 23 points and 16 boards. And Mavs head coach Avery Johnson talked about how he had to give Dirk minutes.
I had to, you know, because they went big on us. You know, I like using Dirk at three some, but, you know, they had three power forwards in the game at one time, so it was a way to give Josh a blow.
Tonight, the Mavs play their first game ever in Oklahoma City as they battle the Hornets at 7 o'clock at the Ford Center. This morning at 11, the Oklahoma Sooners host the Aggies at Owen Field. OU had a week off with a bye, and Bob Stoops is happy running back Adrian Peterson is getting healthier.
Trying to get our team healed up, and I think it's helped. We've got a number of guys that have had the ankle injuries. Adrian is closer and closer to 100%.
Two seasons ago, A&M got drilled by the Sooners in Norman 77-0. In other local college action this Saturday, number 2 Texas plays host to the Kansas Jayhawks at 2:30. You can see that game on ABC. Baylor visits Missouri. Texas Tech looks up their record to 9-1 as they visit Stillwater, taking on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. TCU is at home tonight, looking to roll past UNLV at Amon Carter. And the Mean Green of North Texas are on the road tonight, battling Florida Atlantic. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
I knew they would. I had them at a parlay with Holland Hall from Tulsa.
I met that dude at a party one time.
Distortion?
No, Austin St. Stephens.
Hello. I'm Austin St. Stephens.
Wearing a tuxedo and adjusting his little cufflinks. All right, it is 10:17 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You've got what could be the final rant of all time here at Sneaky Pete's on Lake Louisville. Stop by and see us. Is it Garden Ridge Exit?
Yes.
Garden Ridge Exit off of 35.
We're going to be here. Bikini contest right now.
Noon, right. We're about to crank up the bikini contest. Already people are pulling their boats up to listen to the rant.
This is great.
So, come by Sneaky Pete's. We've got Ticket Chicks. We've got
ticket t-shirts, calendars, guys' guides, free water, all kinds of stuff.
Free water.
Lake water.
You know, my grandfather was not familiar with the concept of bottled water. I don't know if he was until the other day when my wife went over there. My grandpa's 100, if you don't know. And my grandpa asked her, he goes, where'd you get that? We're sitting down for lunch.
Beer.
And she had a bottle of water. And she was at the store, or at Starbucks. And he goes, well, how much did you pay for that? And it was like $3.50 or something for a big bottle of water from Starbucks, you know? And, I mean, that blew his mind.
He died just then.
No, he didn't die. But, you know, to a guy like that,
just went back down.
He was
sitting at his kitchen table.
Well, that's weird.
Far out.
Is your dad, is your grandmother just have killer bongs? I mean, just huge ones, water bongs.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
I bet she has a hookah when the family comes over.
He tries to hide it. But can you imagine? He will never drink bottled water. He has no reason to. Why? If you grew up on nothing but tap water, why would you ever switch?
I don't know. You know, we switched. Bottled water was something that came in when we got older.
I don't know.
I guess we just never drank water, did we?
You know, I talked to Craig about that. When I was a kid, I never drank water.
Drank water.
It was Cokes and Kool-Aid and just crud. You never drank water, did you? I drank orange juice a lot and milk.
Yeah, I guess how I got my water was like, you know, Kool-Aid or Crystal Light or, you know, something that had water mixed in it.
Yeah, it had to have sugar. It had to be sugar-based.
Right.
But you never drank water.
I drank a ton of milk. I think I was weird because I drank more milk than...
But if you did, you just turned on the faucet and went, and that was fine. You guys ever do that now? Turn the faucet... Do you have, like, a filtration in your refrigerator?
In my fridge. I drink that.
Why?
I mean, how long does it take for water to go bad?
Is there an expiration date on this?
Well, this is the thing. Okay, like, your bottle right here, Corby, you got some
Deja Blue.
And, so you've drunk, you know, maybe a quarter of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've drunk like a quarter of something and then I'm on my way out the door, so I put it back in the refrigerator.
Right.
And then I'm not sure. I come back later. I don't know when I drank that or whatever. And so that entire bottle of water gets basically thrown away.
Why? It's water.
Well, that's my question. When does water go bad? When has it been sitting too long and it's gotten backwash in it and it's growing things?
Well, maybe if it's in there for months and you had a cold sore on your lip.
Yeah, if you repeatedly spit in it over and over and pee in it. I need my water back. You're gross.
So you say it never goes bad?
No.
Well, not
does water ever go stale?
Not unless it's got a bunch of foreign crap introduced into it. If it just sits in the fridge, if you just open it and then let it sit there, it's going to be water forever.
No, you turned into something else.
Why is there an expiration date on this?
Yeah.
Well, maybe there isn't. I think I lied. There's not.
It says good forever.
I think it should be a new tap water revival. Like a tent revival.
I love those restaurants where they ask you, you know, you say you want water and they go, okay, do you want bottle or tap?
I always say
and
tap.
Then when you say tap, they look at you like, okay, great, I'm not going to get a tip out of this. Jerk.
Right. I never get bottled water at a restaurant, ever.
Me neither. I never valet at restaurants, so I'm not sure.
But you know what, Grego will give his dog bottled water. He won't give Clyde tap water. How stupid is that?
You want some Perrier?
Perrier.
All right, so we are going to take your phone calls today.
We are.
I thought Corby didn't like to talk to the T1. 214-787-13
is our
telephone number.
I do.
Let's go to the phones. First up on the rant, let's go to James. You're on the ticket.
Yeah, can I speak with the Bull?
The Bull was just at Guy's Night Out, and he's no longer around.
Oh.
Yeah, he died.
Put the Bull back.
He passed away. Thank you for your call. All right, let's go over to our good friend, Line 2 on AM. Hi, yeah, Line 2.
Hello. Hey, would you guys ever drink out of a water hose again?
Yeah.
You ever hear a
I do that when I'm mowing the yard and stuff. I'm going to turn the hose on.
Really?
Hose water's gross, though. It tastes all
right. No, hose water's the best.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with
tap
water.
I remember putting the hose in my mouth, and then when it wasn't on, and then just cranking it full blast. And then filming it in slow motion.
That's called a colonic. An opposite end colonic. You know, we were talking about colonics yesterday.
What are y'all doing on that show? Every bad subject that came up on our drive up here, you said, yeah, we were talking about that yesterday.
Well, what else?
Necrophilia, for one.
That was on this show.
Have you ever given a colonic to a dead person? Oh, wait, so that was on, you're talking about this show was out of the close.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you think he was talking about the hard line?
Yeah, I thought so, too.
No. But,
yeah, no, this show. No. Sorry about losing your car deal, Corbin.
That's all right.
All right, so anyway, you were giving somebody a colonic.
No, would you guys be interested in getting one?
No.
Why?
Because it's wrong. It's against God.
How?
I'd want to get the undigested beef rooted out.
Oh, jeez. There's like 3 pounds of undigested meat and everything.
I think all that is just BS is what I think.
Well, you wouldn't have to work out with George and John. You just keep getting colonics.
It's just not true. All that stuff about colonics I don't think is true.
So you don't think it flushes out whatever's stuck to your intestinal wall?
No.
You don't?
No.
So what do you think comes out of there? It's a tank full of stuff.
Well, I think they trick up those. You've seen those photos on the internet of things that, they're finding boots in there license plates.
My friend's wife got one, and she literally said, like, whole hamburgers were piling out.
I don't want to talk to you right now.
Why?
Because it's a gross subject.
What he said.
Whole hamburgers?
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Why?
How did they stay whole?
Because it is.
Okay?
Okay, well that makes sense.
Human beings evolved all those years without colonics.
Yeah?
So the human body is set up to not have them.
We also evolved without bottled water.
Right.
But look at
that's why I will, like, I will take that bottle of water sitting in front of me, I'll dump it out, and I'll go get tap water in it.
We're all going to get a colonic. I think you should be the first, though.
Let's just give each other colonics.
Why not? Wouldn't it be easy to do?
Yeah, I think so.
There's nothing real technical about it.
You have to be careful, though, not to overwork the pressure. Dave will work the hose on you, and I'll just catch the hamburgers. Just you stand under me with some buns.
Yeah.
All right, it's 10:26 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfmeyer Show, Mavericks owner Mark Cuban joins us at 10:30. We'll talk hoops. We'll talk Charles Barkley. We'll talk Kenny Smith. We'll talk NBA dress code. We'll do it all. Also, Cowboys and Eagles, gigantic game Monday night in Philadelphia. No T.O., though. Will it matter? We'll talk about the Cowboys and Eagles plenty. And, of course, college football, Elf Elite 8, all Sunday, 8 to 11 on the Mark Elfmeyer Show.
The NBA is back and dressed up better than ever. And Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket celebrates the return of Round Ball with a Ticket Mavs T1 night. You'll get seats for Mavs Nuggets next Tuesday night for just $13.10. This year, the Mavs look to be improved with Killer D, Doug, Kevin, Dampier, and Dirk.
I think that the people from your station just are not very funny.
So call 214-747-MAVS or post up on the website at theticket.com. It's a special B-ball bonanza you can believe in. Call 214-747-MAVS and ask for the Ticket Mavs T1 night from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Another holiday thought from Epson. Less is more. Or is it? At Epson, we believe more is more, at least when it comes to all-in-one printers. That's why we created the Epson More-in-Ones. Printers that copy, scan, and print like all-in-ones, but they don't stop there. They do, well, more. Like restore colors in faded photos. The More-in-One can scan a faded photo and print a new copy with colors as vivid as the day it was taken. So climb under your bed, clean out your closet, find those old photos wherever they're hiding. They're in for a little holiday rejuvenation thanks to the Epson More-in-One. The more you use it, the more you find to love about it. No more needs to be said, except they start at just $59.99 after a $30 mail-in rebate. So while less may not be more, you can get a More-in-One for less.
For a limited time, get one more thing. An additional mail-in rebate for $25 when you buy a More-in-One and an ink and photo paper value pack. Visit Epson.com to learn more and discover everything a More-in-One can do. Happy Holidays from Epson.
We're here awaiting the arrival of Jessica Snyder, world-renowned television expert. Here she comes now. Wait a minute, you're just a kid.
You've got a problem with that? Well,
Look, I've got two words for you, mister. Charter Digital. See?
Huh?
Charter Digital offers over 100 channels of movies, news, sports, and my personal favorite, Disney Channel and Toon Disney, featuring the biggest stars and freshest new shows, like That's So Raven on Disney Channel and Get Ed on Toon Disney, plus an interactive program guide, parental controls, and lots more. It's perfect for kids of all ages.
Can I quote you on that?
Sure. Knock yourself out.
Packages starting as low as $29.99 per month for 3 months with extended basic service. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER today. Offer expires December 21st, 2005. Offers for expanded level of service. And is a 3-month promotional offer for new residential customers only who live in a wired serviceable area. Prices and offers are subject to change. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Last month, Sarah donated a set of deck chairs she made to a charity auction. The chairs went over so well, she decided to turn her weekend hobby into a business. So yesterday, Sarah opened up a Wachovia free business checking account. Her new account has no minimum balance requirement for monthly maintenance fee. It also includes 150 transactions a month, Wachovia Business Online with bill pay, and a business check card with Visa Express, all for free. Now that Sarah has left her old job and opened her own shop, perhaps tomorrow she can even tell her mother she's no longer a lawyer. Find out more about free business checking. Stop by a Wachovia Financial Center or visit wachovia.com/business. Account and transaction-related fees may apply. Some restrictions apply to Visa Extra. Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. are members FDIC.
When you're planning the most important day of your life, you deserve to be treated like royalty. At Men's Warehouse, you will be.
Hi, my name is Vicki Donahue. I am a bride who just had my wedding yesterday, and we just returned our class to Men's Warehouse. Honestly, your staff treated us like we were prince and princess and king queen. We've been to all the different tuck stores and all the malls, and we just not ever had a good experience with them. And your tuxes are beautiful. The selection is unbelievable. The price was phenomenal. We had 16 tuxes rented out from your shop, and everyone was so excited to know that our prices were so low. And everyone was handled very smoothly and very politely and very kindly, and they had a blast. I just really think your store is unbelievable. Thank you so much.
Tuxedo rentals for as little as $50. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. 15 Dallas area stores, also in Thailand. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-2.
I'm Sean Bass. What has Matt Brown concerned? Find out next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hello, P1's Rich Phillips from the Dunham and Miller Morning Show, and I've been touring the Romano's Macaroni Grills of the Metroplex. And again, I have come up with a new favorite dish, and I think it's going to be yours too, the new lobster lasagna. What better way to celebrate the holidays than checking out the lobster lasagna at Romano's Macaroni Grill? Check out this deliciously indulgent meal. Savory shrimp, scallops, sun-dried tomatoes, layered between tender pasta with Italian cheeses. It's baked in a rich lobster wine sauce and topped off with what else? Lobster. Yes, it's lobster lasagna at Romano's Macaroni Grill, perfect for any occasion and maybe perfect for the holidays. Right now, when you buy a $50 in Romano's Macaroni Grill gift cards, you'll get a $10 reward card for yourself. It's the perfect gift for anyone who eats, and that should be everyone on your holiday gift list. So try my new favorite dish, Romano's Macaroni Grill, the lobster lasagna. For a location near you, go to macaronigrill.com.
Ticket Sports News Now.
The Texas Longhorns are trying to stay perfect on the season as they host the Kansas Jayhawks this afternoon in Austin. Ticker brought to you by Grand Treviso Condominiums and Man's Best Friend. Texas has been impressive running the ball this year with three great running backs and, of course, quarterback Vince Young. But Mac Brown knows the Jayhawks are good against the run.
Stats usually tell the story this time of the year. And to be number one in the country in run defense is a special thing this time of the year.
Last season, Texas rallied late in the fourth quarter to beat Kansas 27-23 in Lawrence. Kickoff in Austin today is set for 2:30. You can see that game on ABC Channel 8. The Cowboys get the national spotlight Monday night against the Eagles. It's a big division game for both teams. Dallas is 5-3 and Philly is 4-4, and quarterback Drew Bledsoe likes the idea of a Monday night in the city of brotherly love.
I love it. I mean, you know, you go play in a crazy, hostile environment like that, and it's a tremendous challenge. You know, you're not only fighting the 11 guys that are on the field, but you're fighting a stadium full of people that are trying to make your job harder by making all kinds of noise.
And in hockey tonight, the Stars are on the road taking on division foe San Jose at 9:30. If you're jonesing for live hockey tonight, the Fort Worth Brahmas and Bossier City Shreveport Mudbugs skate at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Both teams are tied for first in the CHL's Northeast Division. Ticket ticker at service of Centrum. When it comes to multivitamins, it's not just the number of ingredients, but it's how they interact that counts. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients to bring out their full potential. Centrum is balanced and complete. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11 years of telling it like it is, telling it to your face, hot sports opinions on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
3-4 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I am the star of this show, Gordon Keith, and I'm joined by Corby Davidson and Dave Lane.
Mm-hmm.
So disgusting. All right, so it's time to find out.
When's the last time you vomited?
Last night.
From being drunk.
From being drunk? Years and years and years.
Like teens?
No. I mean, it was in my 20s.
How about you?
It was about 3 months ago.
Oh, no. Was this the yard? You puked in the yard?
No.
You puked since then?
Yeah. That was like a year.
The yard was like 2 years ago. No, the one was like 3 months ago. I went to this like company party,
and, uh-huh,
you know, the drinks were flowing, and they were serving all the fruity drinks. We were at this themed restaurant, and so I probably had like a fifth of rum myself. And
a fifth?
And
where'd you puke?
In my hotel room.
Some girl's handbag?
No, in my hotel room.
Some girl's hamburgers?
I didn't.
Yep, you caught it.
Yeah.
I didn't involuntarily puke.
You made yourself throw up where you could get some peace?
Yeah, so I could sleep. I knew that I would feel better if I did.
That's all. Like, you got your drinking under control.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow, you've really managed it.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing worse. I've never done that, by the way.
Made myself throw up.
I didn't have to, like, stick my finger down my throat.
Then it's cool.
If I'm nauseated, like, gonna throw up, I always just want to throw up and get it over with.
If you just stare at the toilet long enough, it'll
come up. I don't want to sit there and ride it out for 2 hours trying not to throw up when I can just throw up and then be done with it in 10 minutes.
That's the most unnatural of all human acts.
With the neck strain and the...
It is.
And then you look in the mirror and your eyes are all bloodshot and tears are running down.
Yeah, and you blow your nose and it's just gross.
Okay. God, it's gross. I don't throw up, by the way.
Whatever.
Really?
I've thrown up once since I was 19.
Will you take the Ipecac challenge with us?
What is that?
That's stuff that makes you throw up. But I want us to, like...
Is there a certain amount
you vomited hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah, you did.
That doesn't count.
It does count.
I'm talking about from being drunk.
Oh. But I want us to do a rant sometime. Maybe we'll do it for our last show. We'll go out and we'll all eat a big breakfast together. And we'll all drink a bunch of Ipecac. And we have to sit at the table and do the show. And you vomit.
Down.
Yeah, you vomit whenever you do, but you have to keep broadcasting. There's no leaving the table. So in the middle of a sentence, I could just vomit, and then I'd have to keep finishing the sentence.
So you just vomit on the mic, kind of?
Yeah, we have to ignore the vomiting. We have to pretend like it's not happening.
How much Ipecac?
How hard will he be laughing like the other one's so up?
How much of a chain reaction would there be?
Oh,
I guarantee all three of us would be vomiting at the same time.
How much do you... Because those things are the little bottles, aren't they?
Yeah.
How much do you have to drink? The whole bottle?
No, I don't think it takes that much. I posted something on GordonKeith.com one time. It was a video of a guy who paid another guy $1,000 or $100 or something to drink this concoction and try not to throw up.
Isn't it?
Because it had Ipecac in it, and it was the most violent thing you've ever seen. This guy just throwing up all over the city sidewalk.
Isn't it technically syrup of Ipecac? Ipecac? What's the last letter of it? P or C?
C.
Okay, Ipecac?
Yeah.
Is that what the Japanese chicks take to...
They must, yeah.
Go so easily all over their nuts.
What?
What?
And what about that other video you sent me?
Which one's that?
Like that Polynesian-looking woman and that bald-headed guy.
That
rumor. Rumor.
Well, I did.
Oh, the audition tape?
Is that what that was?
Which one's that? Where they're doing all kinds of stuff on a couch.
Yeah.
And she's just losing it everywhere. Just vomiting all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's just, like, spreading it all around.
Oh, gosh. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wasn't that disturbing?
It was so gross. And he was talking to her.
What was that labeled? What was that? Don't forget to vote or something?
It was, it was either don't forget to vote or the holidays are coming soon.
I'm sorry. I want to send you guys. I want to keep you on the loop. You know about holidays and voting.
What?
Well, holidays and voting.
And how does that remind us of those things?
Well, sometimes there's accidental attachment.
Right? Oh yeah, viruses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone. Do we got?
I'm good.
Call? Thank you. Did we get rid of the? Thank you.
Good. God, although I am interested.
Yeah. What is, did Rico get lucky?
Rico, call back and just tell
Jaren off.
Tell Jaren what you're talking about, but we can't discuss that on the air. Thank you very much.
It's horribly filthy.
please call back.
All right, so what did we all do last night? Anybody have a fun adventure?
Man, it was nuts.
What'd you do, Corby?
I went and picked up dinner and came home and I think I watched
the end of Corby.
I watched Seinfeld.
He can no longer be Corby. You want to go out tonight, Corby? Want me to get you drunk?
Uh-huh. Will you?
Okay. Sure.
No, I took care of a child, and that was about it. Made sure he wasn't too
fussy. Have you gotten a hall pass yet since the child has come along?
Well, I don't really want one right now, to be honest with you.
You're enjoying being a daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't feel the need to.
After all those times that he paid money not to be a daddy, now he finally is a daddy.
Come on, you got to take that pill.
Huh? That's an interesting story behind that one.
You want to tell that one? What country was that in?
That was
What country was that?
Were you in the Netherlands?
Weren't you in Holland or somewhere?
Yeah, yeah.
Take this pill.
Yeah, I'm only 25.
I'm not ready to be a daddy.
I'm not fit to be a dad.
That is so disturbing.
Yeah,
it's so disturbing.
I
the next morning, Corby's having breakfast with her, and you're trying to frantically shove the morning after her on her muffin.
Look over there.
Yeah.
I can tell that story. I don't mind telling that story.
Okay, go ahead.
So Isaac has a little dead brother?
You're a jerk. We don't know, but my this girl that I met over in
you're listening to another baby killing moment with Corby Davidson.
I was in
Isaac
Europe.
Brothers in the septic system of Copenhagen.
I wasn't in Denmark. I was in Europe and I had relations with a woman. How do you get that?
Do we get it?
Okay. Yeah. So I'm having relations with this woman, and the thing that protects us all...
It failed.
It failed. And so she freaked out worse than I did, although I was pretty freaked out. And she goes, you know, this is a terrible time for that to happen.
Yeah.
And so we went down to the local doctor, which was like right
city.
I think it was right next to Anne Frank's house, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
You know how, because there's not like buildings, office buildings. It's just stuff that's just shoehorned into these little European dollhouses. And so a doctor could be anywhere. And so we went to the doctor, and he handed us the morning after pill, which is that even legal in the States?
No.
I think it is now, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Big debate about
morning,
it.
It is. You can get that. This dude's, oh, yeah. I take them all the time.
He's pointing to his friend over here.
Yeah,
he's his supplier.
He's got some in his wallet.
And so that was really a weird day.
So you said, hey, look, Anne Frank's house. We stuffed it in her taquito.
Right. Eat this.
Eat.
Aren't you hungry? It was bad. So to quell the pain, we went and saw a concert that night.
and made love under a cherry tree again.
Huh, how ironic.
No, we really didn't do that.
Was she damaged goods after that? Why should I love you? You didn't even take care of your baby.
You're the worst mom. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Not proud of it. But
all right, well, since he's telling stories, all right, what about the wedding story?
That's the only story you're getting out of me today. Maybe we could piecemeal it because this is the this could be the last rant ever.
Be. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe we're going to do our last month of the rant. Maybe we should save a story a week. Maybe it's this, then the wedding story, then do you know where you are? And then why'd you cut your hair?
We'll knock them all out. What about the awkward breakup that you never gave the girl the reason why you were breaking up?
Oh. Is that when you and I, our wives?
One that we, I have not laughed so hard at something in forever. And
yeah.
Then Corby and the wives went out, and I made him tell the story of why he broke up with this one girl, but he couldn't give her the real reason why he broke up with her.
Yeah. I won't tell that one either.
Why? Does she still live in town?
Yeah. No. But some people do that could relay that information. So, I can't discuss that. I'm sorry.
So you say no amount of soap would even erase the...
I don't know what we're getting into. But
okay, all right. Yeah. All right. So anyway, so you had fun last night just hanging out at
yeah.
home?
Yeah. Okay.
Dave? I had an appearance last night at the Gators.
Wow!
That's a good time.
How'd it go?
It was real good.
Did you draw anyone?
I mean, it's like that you basically, I mean, you're there every night anyway. Gators,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, either Gators or Fridays down there.
How do you, where is it, Euless?
The West End.
The West End?
Yeah. You know the Gators in the West End?
Well, I thought there was a Gators in the...
Yeah, but that's like a just a bar out in Euless.
Yeah.
But Gators in the West End is kind of a West End...
Trade.
Yeah. Linchpin down there. Like Dick's.
Ooh.
Dick's moved, though.
It did?
It's in the White Swan building. Kind of just past Hooters towards the arena.
Is it still in the West End?
No, I mean, it's on the other side of the freeway now.
Oh.
It's, you know, towards the AAC.
What else is in the West End?
The Palm.
The Palm?
Spaghetti Warehouse.
Yeah?
Spaghetti Warehouse on the border.
Planet Hollywood.
Did you ever make that a big hangout?
Yeah.
Did you ever make that a big hangout for you?
West End? No. We used to film the Dion show down there.
Who goes there?
It was all, like, families and tourists. That's what
tourists?
It was.
I can't believe
Dallas.
Tourism.
Hey, speaking of tourism, I did a little Dallas tourism yesterday.
Really?
I went, my dad and I went down to...
Oh, here we go. Look, I got a dad.
Oh, yeah. Sorry for rubbing it in, Dave. No, we went down to South Dallas and saw all the Oswald places and then went to the 6-4 Museum and stuff.
Did you go
we
to
had
the theater?
A JFK day.
What? You go to the theater?
Yeah, it's closed.
What is it?
Texas Theater?
I mean, is it say Texas Theater on the marquee?
Yeah, it's still the Texas Theater.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not a working
How about it
like
an office building or something like
no,
that?
No, they're converting it into a live music venue, kind of like Granada-esque.
So, what else is there? Where did he shoot the cop?
He shot Tippett at the corner of Patton and 10th.
Did you go there?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then that's when he came back up Jefferson and...
Went to the theater?
Went to the theater.
And they found him in there or outside there?
They found him inside the theater.
Do we know what film he was watching?
Yes, Audie Murphy's War is Hell.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And
is that all Mark?
Went to the rooming house? No. Went to the rooming house where he... See, right after he killed Kennedy, he got on a bus. He walked right out of the front door of the school book depository. Got on a bus, and he ended up getting on a different bus and then finally taking a cab down to his rooming house on Beckley. And that's where he got his pistol and a jacket. And he just started walking... And he walked, and this officer stopped him while he was walking in the street, and that's when he shot Tippett.
Now, did the officer know what he was getting into? Did he just...
No, there was a general description.
Shady.
Yeah, I thought he was acting a little bit weird the way he was walking, and then when he saw the cop car, he turned around the other direction, so he stopped, pulled up alongside him, and Oswald talked to him through the, you know, that small window up front. And so then Tippett, I guess, had enough suspicion that he got out of the car and started walking around the front, and that's when Oswald shot him. Emptied his revolver into him.
How many times did he shoot him?
I think 5, but I think he used all 6 shells, so maybe 1 missed.
Something like that. And I tell you, it's really strange. The rooming house that he rented a room that he went to get his pistol right after he killed Kennedy, still the house in front of it, there's a sign, room for rent.
No way.
Yeah, you can still rent that room, I'm sure. A woman still rents rooms.
Now, what was his Russian wife's name?
Marina. She was hot.
Yeah, she was very pretty. I wonder what happened to her. I know she moved. She lived in Rockwall, didn't she, for a while? And then
she may still live in the Metroplex.
She's still alive?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
So what inspired this trip down JFK memory lane?
Oh, I've just been going down to South Dallas, it seems like, a lot lately. Why? I don't know why. Well, I'd eat down at the Bishop Arts District and stuff like that.
I have no idea where that Texas Theater is.
You want to go sometime?
I don't have any idea.
I'll take you on a ghoul tourism route. You can see all that stuff.
That interests me. You know, I've only been to the 6-4 Museum once. Have you ever been?
Yeah, I went once a long time ago.
It's amazing how, you know, that's like the number one attraction in Dallas, but I bet you 75% of the people who live in the Metroplex have never even stepped foot down there.
That's just typical of any city. I remember my friend had lived in New York for 8 years, and it wasn't until I went up there to visit him that he went to the Empire State Building and, you know, just some of the standard New York stuff. You never do the stuff in your own town. It's pretty sad.
All right, let's get into the gay rodeo next.
Hey, Tigron, this is a ticket bottle opener. Don't take this the wrong way, but being the item of the month has been a little bit more than I bargained for. Everybody's using me. My back's starting to cause me problems, and looky here, I think I skipped a tooth.
Get the November item of the month, the Talking Ticket Bottle Opener, now at thetickets.com. He's red with a white ticket logo and a badass attitude. Every time you use it, you hear... From the station that doesn't know when to say when. Sports Radio 1310 with Ticket.
Can I report yet?
I haven't started, Barb. Got a little sidetracked.
Sidetracked? Pete, my meeting's in 30 minutes. I need that report. What are you even doing all day?
First I made some personal phone calls. Then I stared out that window right there. Kind of cleared my mind, visualized.
What, my report?
No. Then I hung out in the coffee room with Ruth and Sid. Ruth makes these cookies hang on. Then I came back to my desk and started playing around with Washington Mutual Online Banking.
Uh-huh.
All right? I could check balances and payment histories, transfer funds between eligible accounts. Check it out.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. Where's that deposit right there?
That's my paycheck. Look, every 1st and 15th.
Wow.
It goes right in.
That's amazing.
Which part?
Your paycheck, Pete. Clearly, we're paying you way too much to do nothing.
Well,
all of HR will look into that.
No, Bart, I'm on it. Your hair looks pretty.
Manage your money day or night. Washington Mutual, free checking and free online banking. For details, visit WAMU.com. Washington Mutual, more human interest. FDIC insured.
Your IT guys are great at troubleshooting problems, helping employees master the system, and keeping things running. But they may need assistance when it comes to designing infrastructure, securing your network, and maximizing enterprise data storage performance and resources. That's when you call on Computer Tech. If you want to manage your IT expenditures better, call 972-247-8400 and see what Computer Tech can do for you.
I run a mid-sized company, and we're constantly in growth mode. Server, desktop, and laptop prices are always getting lower. But what about quality?
Computer Tech is an HP Gold partner, providing personalized service and expert consultation for every business.
They took the time to come out and learn about my business, so the solutions fit my needs. They'll do the same for you.
Computer Tech maintains strategic relationships with the top technology providers. They're a certified HP Gold partner, providing computing, networking, and enterprise storage solutions. Texas-based for over 21 years. Call Computer Tech and let their knowledge save you money. 972-247-8400. Or visit them on the web at computertech.com.
Hey, Junior Miller here for DiamondDoctor.com. When I was shopping for an engagement ring last year, I went to some stores and malls around here, and the selection was okay, but I felt somewhat limited. Then I went to DiamondDoctor.com. The selection was incredible. And the great thing about it, all of the diamonds that I looked at were GIA certified. That's the highest level of certification available. You want that in a diamond. And what's more, the prices were amazing at DiamondDoctor.com. There's no middleman, so there's no needless markup. They buy straight from the mine. You know you're getting a good deal. I got a great deal. And the Diamond Doctor is very friendly. You can call them at 972-490-9320. It puts you very much at ease. It's very low pressure. This is a big investment. You want to make sure you're getting a high quality diamond at the right price. And go to DiamondDoctor.com and you'll find both of those things. DiamondDoctor.com, 972-490-9320. That's 972-490-9320. Tell them Junior sent you to DiamondDoctor.com.
I'm Sean Bass. How will Big Bill handle his running game Monday night? Find out next on the Ticket Ticker.
Comcast is the place to turn for the ultimate technology you want now. Digital cable.
With over 200 channels.
Digital video recorders.
Now TV Adapt to your schedule.
High definition TV.
Will change the way you watch television.
On demand.
Let you watch what you want, when you want.
And high speed internet.
Now even faster.
And with one call to 1-800-COMCAST, you'll get 2 months of Comcast digital cable free.
Plus, save $100 on a brand name HDTV.
Call 1-800-COMCAST now for 2 months of Comcast digital cable free and a great deal on America's number one high-speed internet. See firsthand why Comcast is the ultimate in digital home entertainment.
Certain restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Try to deny some pay-per-view movies, faster than content. Regular rates apply and promotional periods. Must purchase static cable systems other than the service. Actual fees vary and not guaranteed. Offer is still $31.05. Limited to users who retain the customers. Help.
Breaking sports news now.
Julius Jones has been sidelined for the past month with an ankle injury, but Monday in Philly, Julius will see some action. Ticker brought to you by the Shores and Wing House of Addison. Jones will likely start, but Parcells wants to mix in rookie Marion Barber to keep his back fresh.
Sometimes by you rotating your backs, you get a little more tendency to get the best from everyone if they know they're not have to save their gas.
Another Cowboy news corner, Anthony Henry returned to practice yesterday after a slight groin tear suffered in the Arizona game 2 weeks ago. There are some huge games going on this Saturday in college football. Number one, USC tries to stay perfect as they battle Cal on the road. This morning at 11, it's the Bowden Bowl as Florida State visits Clemson. It's a surprisingly important Big Ten game today as Ohio State meets up with 7-2 Northwestern at the Horseshoe. That one kicks off at 11:30. Steve Spurrier takes on his old team for the first time as South Carolina plays host to the Florida Gators. This afternoon, LSU meets up with unbeaten Alabama in an SEC clash. That one kicks off at 2:30. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And tonight in Athens, the Georgia Bulldogs collide with Auburn at 6:45. The Dallas Mavericks tonight on the road for the first time ever in Oklahoma City as they take on the New Orleans Hornets. And the Dallas Stars also on the road tonight. They battle San Jose at 9:30 out west. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 11:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Send your complaint letters to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We open all our mail in hopes that a naked Polaroid will fall out.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. Corby Davidson, Dave Lane, Gordon Keith out of Sneaky Pete's in Louisville. We're going to be here until noon today having so much fun.
The first beers of the day.
Come on out here. We'll stab you.
Yeah, look at these guys drinking beer.
Good. How old are you guys? 22? God, I envy you.
Why?
Oh, man.
Because they got nothing going on.
Look at them. They got cigarettes, beer.
Yeah, they're trying to drink this early in the morning to forget how beaten their life is right now.
No,
they're not beaten.
They're not at all.
They have their whole life ahead of them.
Well,
everyone has their whole life ahead of them.
They have very few responsibilities. You guys students? You out of school? Yeah?
Whatever.
Whatever, just kind of hanging.
Do your parents give you any money?
Do you have real jobs?
Who makes the most out of you guys? What does he do? A company that delivers messages? What'd you say?
Oh,
delivers nuclear medicines. Never heard of those.
Wow.
All right, so how much do you make?
Well, how much?
They say you make the most.
$20 a year? Okay, well,
25?
25
a year?
22, man.
More than that, 30 a year?
All right.
So between 25 and 30, that's 28.
Yeah, but you have no
expenses.
You're rich.
You have no expenses.
Yeah, he's rich. You are rich.
He is rich.
I'll tell you, I think if I go back and look at my statements, my tax returns, I guarantee you at 22, I didn't make $500. I know I didn't.
A year?
I was a student.
Well, no, he's got a job. You didn't have a job.
You're right. My
first job out of school.
My first job out of school?
8 or 9,000? Maybe 12?
Yeah. I'm with you. That's what I made.
I would have killed to have made that much money.
Yeah, you're rolling in it. You're right. Well, now he's lighting up a cigarette. I'm telling you, he's beaten in some way. Look at him. He's drinking it, smoking it. It's not even 11
yet. I'm getting ready to join him.
Oh, whatever. Oh, he's taking a phone call. Look at him.
Yeah, they're talking about me.
Yeah, you listen to the ticket?
Yeah, I'm on there right now.
I'm famous now.
Yeah. That was me to mention nuclear medicine.
Yeah. What a made-up job occupation.
I deliver nuclear...
Nuclear medicines.
Deliver nuclear medicines.
cancer patients. Cancer patients that are dying of cancer.
Mostly cancer.
Anyway, yeah, so what was your first job right out of college, Corby?
Well, I was a courier for a law firm.
The Indians are all into that, right?
Yeah.
People from India.
I worked at...
What?
Radio Shack. Thank you.
Were you a good employee there?
Horrid.
Why do you ask for people's zip codes at Radio Shack?
You had a base in it?
Yeah, and I had to do that every time they bought something.
It's such a beating.
Oh, it's awful. And what else did I do?
So did you know a lot about the electronics and everything?
Nothing.
What I need is a 1K diode. Or...
Yeah, and I mean, it was just like, well, I think they're in the...
Is that batteries? Is that a remote control car?
Are you a liar? I would just send them because I knew...
Do you mean telephone?
I knew where everything was in the store. And so when they would say something like that, I'm like, over there, like, well, can you know how to hook it up? I mean, I'm trying to connect, blah, blah. I'm just like, no.
Dude, I just took a big rip. Oh, no.
Oh, it was terrible. It was so horrible. Horrible.
All right, so you're a courier for how long?
I mean, these are all, like, menial
right.
six-month jobs. Radio Shack, I worked for a year. What else did I do? I know I'm leaving. I was a waiter. J. Peppy's for a while. Just crap. What did you... You were like a...
Projectionist.
Movie theater.
Yeah, I was a movie theater projectionist. And then I worked for... I was a doorman at the Improv for like 2 months. And then I worked at the Ticket.
Out for you?
I just stopped showing up. I wonder how long I did work at that job. It had to have been a little while. I would drive the comedians from there to and from their hotel room. Remember that? And I remember Byron Allen when it was time to take him back to his hotel room, made me go to a strip club with him.
Take your pants off, young man.
Let's see what you got. Oh yeah, look at that.
You had to take.
You got some black in you somewhere.
You had to take him to a strip club.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Which one did he want to go to?
Any one of them.
We went to Cabaret Royale
on Greenville. No, wait, what's on Greenville?
No.
That's $1 million on Greenville.
Right.
Where's Cabaret?
Is that right by Dave and Buster's? Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stuff like that. I really didn't
what
like
was
that
your,
job.
What kind of jobs did you guys have in high school?
I cleaned my girlfriend's mother's office building once a week.
Give up?
Yeah.
I was a busboy at IHOP.
Oh, I remember that.
I worked at that same movie theater as a doorman. In high school.
I was a sacker at Winn-Dixie.
I cleaned hotel rooms at Courtyard.
God, you did? I was a sacker at Winn-Dixie, and then the greatest job I still have ever had was working at the golf course. Like being the range guy and the cart guy. So easy. So, I mean, at a golf course all day. I'd go hit balls, play golf when I wanted to. I would take that job right now.
Over the gay rodeo?
Yes, over the gay rodeo. Speaking of gay rodeo,
nice transition. Well done.
It will arrive at Resistol Arena in Mesquite today.
Resistol Advances.
It says with little more riding equipment. Oh, wait. That's what I wanted to say. What is the gay rodeo and why do they have it? Why don't
same
they
as regular rodeo, but the guys ride side saddle.
Shut up. Why don't they participate in the real rodeo? Are they not good enough, or do they just have to have a gay rodeo? Why isn't there a gay NFL?
There should be. I'd watch it.
Would you watch that over
as there? Everyone lingers in the piles at the end.
Always
the
drum.
Everybody always fumbles.
Right?
Oh, look what I've done. I seem to have dropped it. Let me pick this up. I mean, why don't they get their own rodeo? Is it lesbian or just gay?
Well, that looks like, that mess right there looks like a lesbian.
that mess right there.
Well, whatever, that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they have to have a separate gay rodeo. Probably because there's so much backlash if you're a known gay in a straight rodeo.
It says about 4,000 participants and spectators are expected to attend the rodeo this year, the 19th IGRA finals. To qualify, you must...
We didn't have gays 19 years ago.
To qualify, you must be gay, and participants must be ranked in the top 20 nationally.
How do you prove you're gay?
I don't know.
You have sex in front of the judges?
If I was like a fair rodeo guy, I would join the gay rodeo and be good.
Even if they said, okay, you have to prove you're gay by making out with this guy. So they just have, you know, George Dijon is standing there.
George Dijon.
And you have to try to make out with him.
And that's how you prove it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's worth it.
You would?
I think so.
Would you make out with a guy for $10,000?
All right, let me give you this.
$10,000? Would you, Dave?
Yes.
$10,000?
Make out, like hardcore?
Yeah, I mean,
like 5 minutes.
But it's hot. I mean, it's
oh,
like,
it is?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah. Yeah, I thought you meant just like casual.
No.
But no, it's hot.
You have
hardcore,
to be into it.
Sure.
All right, let me be like trying to get Grego's pants down as you're making out with him.
Let me do this. Okay, let's do a hypothetical because we came up with a good one. And we'll do it next.
What?
The first word in Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is sports. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed on The Ticket Ticker. Sports updates at 10, 30, and 50 past every hour. Hot sports opinions from our guys in our town. Calling DFW trouble. When a sports press conference breaks out, we break in. Big name sports guest. Dallas Bloodworth's first and best all sports radio station is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, theticket.com. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
Another holiday thought from Epson. If you had one wish, what would it be? Our one wish was that all-in-one printers wouldn't all be the same. That's why we created the one and only Epson More-in-Ones, the all-in-one printers that one-up the rest. They print, they scan, they copy, just like any all-in-one. But they do more, like they have convenient individual ink cartridges. Why is that better? Well, with individual cartridges, you replace them one by one, which means you're less likely to waste other colors of ink when you've only run out of one. Oh, and one more thing about the More-in-Ones. They start at just $59.99 after a $30 mail-in rebate. The Epson More-in-Ones. We wish we could say more, but we only got one wish.
For a limited time, get one more thing. An additional mail-in rebate for $25 when you buy a More-in-One and an ink and photo paper value pack. Visit Epson.com to learn more and discover everything a More-in-One can do. Happy Holidays from Epson.
Hurry to Lowe's this weekend for great values. We're taking 20% off all Stanley tools, including tape measures, hand tools, tool storage, and staplers. With winter coming, now's the time to make sure your home is properly insulated. So Lowe's will give you a $75 mail-in rebate when you buy $249 or more of insulation. If you need a garage door opener, Lowe's is the place. Because now you'll get installation for just $59 when you spend $148 or more on Genie or Chamberlain garage door openers. If it's carpet you're looking for, we'll help with that too. We're taking 10% off every carpet we install. What's more, use your Lowe's consumer card and ask for special financing until January 2007 on any flooring purchase of $299 or more through November 13th. You see, nobody works harder than Lowe's to save you money every day. That's our promise. So come to Lowe's for great value. Lowe's, where improving home improvement never ends. Limited time offers. End dates vary. See store for details.
Add a line for $9.99.
Jenny?
Yes, Dad?
Is there something on your mind?
Sonny, you should ask. Don't you think, dear, sweet Dad, don't you think it's time I had my own Verizon wireless phone?
Well?
Dad, oh my gosh, right now, with the new family share plan, you get unlimited in-calling, unlimited nights and weekends, and 700 anytime minutes all when calling from the America's Choice coverage area on two lines for only $69.99 monthly access. Plus, you can add a line for me for only $9.99 with two-year agreement.
Stop. Breathe. Okay. Add a line for $9.99.
It's yours.
Dad, you are so cool.
Know what else is cool? Right now at Verizon Wireless, you can buy one phone and get one free on select phones, each with 2-year agreement. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you. $35 activation and $175 termination fees per line and other charges and restrictions. Coverage not available everywhere.
We're visiting with Eddie Romero. Eddie's a homeowner at the Grand Treviso in Las Colinas. Now, Eddie, I understand you don't just own one home at the Grand Treviso, you own two. Hey, what's up with that? What's the deal?
I tell you, those salespeople over at the Grand Treviso are crafty. No, I'm just kidding. Grand Treviso is a great, I loved it so much that, you know, for my home, I wanted to live there and I wanted to be there. And then I also wanted an investment opportunity where I could, you know, look towards my future and really have something that's going to grow. And I really, truly believe that the Grand Treviso is going to grow in terms of the value that it presents to homeowners like me.
So there you have it. Eddie Romero, owner of two homes at the Grand Treviso. Now, there's still time to secure preferred floor plans, but you need to act right now to get the best. Two bedrooms, two baths, and a private terrace are available from the 350s to 450s. Go to GrandTreviso.com or call 972-401-1600. Or visit Grand Treviso on Las Colinas Boulevard, right there on the Mandalay Canal.
I'm Sean Bass. The Aggies return to Norman. Details next on the Ticket Ticker.
Is it possible to go fast? But live well. The all-new IS from Lexus delivers on both promises and many others. The IS 350 is the fastest car in its class, with the fastest 0 to 60 time, beating even cars you think were faster. Its powerful V6 engine with race-inspired paddle shifters and a 6-speed sequential shift ensures that you'll never be late. So it's fast, but the IS has appointments you won't find everywhere else. Standard luxury like keyless push-button start and a power moonroof, and intuitive technology that responds in the blink of an eye. You are a person with many desires. Why can't one car meet all of them? Introducing the all-new IS 350 from Lexus. Why live in one dimension? As described, 36,030. IS 250 starting at 30,580. See your Dallas-Fort Worth area Lexus dealer.
AMCI certified acceleration testing, 6-cylinder automatic sedan, short segmentation, and is offered inclusive of every processing and handling fee, which includes taxes, title, license, optional equipment, and actual dealer price and vary.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
The Aggies were dominated in Norman 2 years ago by the Sooners, 77-0. Ticker brought to you by Wink House of Addison and the American Airlines Center. This season, both OU and A&M have struggled at times, and Sooner head coach Bob Stoops knows the Aggies defense probably won't give up 77 today.
I know defensively they've had a couple of games where they've had some trouble, but you still get prepared to play as well as you can, and that's where we're at.
Right now in Norman, both teams are getting ready to kick it off as they play today. You can see that game on Channel 8. Later today at 2:30, the Texas Longhorns are at home taking on the Kansas Jayhawks. Today in Austin, two of the nation's best defenses will be on display.
And we'll have the number 5 and the number 6 defenses in the country playing on Saturday, so that should be a real treat for our fans and a great challenge for our offense.
That's Texas head coach Mac Brown. Last season in Kansas, the Jayhawks almost upset Texas. The Longhorns had to come back as they win 27-23 last season. Kickoff today is set for 2:30 at Darrell K. Royal. And tonight, the Dallas Mavericks wrap up a 3-game road trip as they visit Oklahoma City, taking on the New Orleans Hornets. Last night, Dallas beat Charlotte 98-88. Dirk had a double-double with 23 points and 16 boards. Tonight, Dirk and the Mavs look up their season record to 4-2. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock. You can see that game on UPN Channel 21. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 11:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturdays. 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Two majors and two minors. It's 14 minutes with Dallas star Bill Guerin and Bad Radio. Two things at 150, brought to you by Norris and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:12 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant from Sneaky Peeps in Louisville. Corby, Dave, and Gordon, and we have some P1s out here. All of them drinking beer, having a good time.
I love them.
Smoking, not really talking to each other too much. Just kind of there.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. They're tired. They're hungover from a tough night. And
yep.
No better way to start a day than to crack one open.
Okay, Corby, you have a hypothetical for us.
Yeah. So we talked about this on Grego and I talked about this the other day. If you get to make the choice between being with a woman who is 100 pounds overweight, not
but ugly,
not really attractive, you're probably going to be poor. No, it's not probably. You are going to be poor. Not at the poverty line, but you're going to make, you know, a mean income of about 25 grand.
Around nuclear medicine kind of money.
Yeah. For the rest of your life. Okay?
Right.
You got to be with this woman and you have to have sex with her once a month or something.
The rest of your life.
Okay. Or a George Clooney-esque type male, a very handsome actor, whatever, some sort of mogul in the business world, sweeps you off your feet.
Oh, well, now you've already added a little romance to it.
And you're with him for the rest of your life. And you're going to be rich. And you're going to have love with him once a month.
Once a month?
Mm-hmm. Or you duke it out with one of the ugliest women in the world and live in a trailer. And,
well, people think I'm gay already, so.
Yeah, I think this is an easy one.
Yeah.
You choose the guy?
You just gay out, yeah. You just gay out and you try to wake up as early as you can to get as drunk as you can to forget how gay you are. Just like these guys are good.
So you guys would be gay?
I would be totally gay.
I mean, you'd be rich.
But, okay, I'd be rich, but do I have to stay around Clooney all the time? Or is it like, okay, I can perform my duty with him once a month and then I can travel and do stuff?
No, you're
with
him.
You live as husband and wife?
Yes, you're his guy. And you can't
break around. You have to break around? Does he, like, insist that
you're you. Everything about you is still you.
You have to, like, hold hands in public and kiss in public?
Yeah, you've got to be gay.
If you're adding affection in it, then no.
What do you think sex is?
Well, I would rather do the grossest of things with a guy than to make out with a guy.
Are we just like roommates?
God.
Are we just like roommates and then just once a month you just have to roll over and...
No, you're a couple, like you are with the big fat toad.
But you're going to try and avoid the big fat toad as much as possible.
But you can't.
I can't.
That's part of it. It's part of the husband-wife package. I hate... I mean, you're going to be gay, but you're going to have a lot of money. You're probably going to live in Malibu on a beach, but you're going to be really gay.
But what if George Clooney's not nice to you?
I've learned to like it.
You can, this is what Dave has always wanted. It appeals to every shallow instinct he has.
A hot guy living in Malibu.
Right,
being rich.
I mean, you have
you're not being anyone yourself, but just attaching yourself to someone important. This is Dave's dream.
You have enough money to last the rest of your life. You can adopt a child if you would like to. That'd be fine. You know? And I'm talking, and the guy who you're with is like a real good look, like a Johnny Depp type. I mean, he would be like, wow, he's with him. That's cool.
Yeah. Give it to me.
Gosh. I take poverty.
Yeah.
And the toothless, fat.
You're doing a 180 now, Gordon?
Yeah, I am. I thought if it was just, okay, you could just get blasted and get your physical duties over with, or, you know, and then go on and live your life, but he's changing it up to where I can't.
Well, is Johnny Depp or George Clooney, are they, like, going on shoots for months at a time? Am I, you know, and then we just have, like, a conjugal?
He's saying that you just have to be with them all the time.
You're with them all the time.
It's like,
your husband and wife.
Yeah. Okay, but wait a second. But you can get away from your wife from time to time.
Well, yeah, you can get away from them, but every day you come home to them. But, yeah, you can probably take a vacation on your own.
But if you're rich, you can travel separately and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can do that. But
okay,
I mean, just think of your relationship you have right now,
right,
and then just throw it over there to him.
So, but we like, you know, on Wednesday nights, we cuddle up on the couch with a bottle of Chianti and watch Law.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's the stuff I can't stand.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd rather just the animal, get as drunk as you can, do the animal acts, and then try to forget about it.
And you can't.
Then to do all the loving stuff. That's the stuff that freaks me out.
And can you talk to him on the phone? I love you. I love you too.
Oh, jeez.
And I can't remember the name of that, but whatever. It's just you and him. And you can't cheat. You can't, like, go off and try to pick up women. You can't do that. I mean, you're gay for the rest of your life.
All right, give me poverty. I'm going to switch.
I don't believe him.
I don't believe him either.
I still think it's
something you've been waiting for.
I would love to.
You're very bisexual. You've admitted you're bisexual.
I would love to live the wealthy lifestyle, but, yeah, all the love and affection and
living as husband and husband. That's just...
But you're an admitted bisexual, David.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you haven't admitted it?
Uh-uh.
He's not public with it.
No one has proven that I'm bisexual. That's my Quincy argument.
Oh, very interesting.
But do you know how miserable you would be? Do you think there'd be 1 ounce of happiness that you would have with this horrible woman?
No. That gay sex could break out at any moment?
No, with this woman.
With a woman?
Either way, it's a death sentence.
You know what? I think I'm taking
you're
the
You're going to blow your
no,
head off.
Okay, wait. Because,
have you changed
you know
where you have a bad relationship with a woman, or is the only negative thing about the woman is she's not attractive?
Yeah, but you don't like her.
Okay, well, now, see, you've changed it so much.
But you don't like the guy either.
Okay, so you hate, you equally cannot get along with either of them.
Yeah, I mean, you may get along with them, but you're like, God, this sucks. This just sucks. You may like the guy as a friend. He may be a really cool guy to go shoot hoops with and play golf with.
Or what about the girl? Do you like her as a friend?
Yeah, you can. It's not like she's a horrible human. She's just
I can't even follow your hypothetical anymore.
She's just a lard ass.
But you can be friends with her and you like her and...
Yeah.
But the poverty thing.
Poverty, you're not traveling anywhere, ever. You can't
afford it. Do you have kids?
That's your choice.
So just the two of you living on...
That's your choice.
...nuclear medicine money.
It's your choice. You can have children if you want.
I'm going to inject myself on nuclear medicine right after the show. Yeah, I guess I would take the woman. No, I'd take the guy. Can I have both?
Yes.
Okay.
He can live a double life?
Yes.
I'll do both.
Weekend, you fly to the coast.
All right, here's my hypothetical for you.
Okay.
Would you rather be the... This is such an uncomfortable hypothetical, and I got it from you. Would you rather... be the parent of a child that is murdered. This is a good one for you, Corey, because you just had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Or be the parent of a child who is a murderer.
Mm. I don't know. That's horrible. I hate you for bringing that up.
This one keeps
Kevin,
up
our engineer,
night.
Brought this
yeah.
up.
That's a good one.
That really is.
I think I would want to have my child murdered.
Oh, God, did you say that? Either way, it just sounds so terrible. Because you get a lot of sympathy that way.
Yeah.
People are feeling sorry for you.
Maybe you can score George Clooney.
I mean, you know, about the Malibu. Oh, that's awful. Because you're
horrible?
Like, well, I think I'd rather my child be a murderer.
Anything that comes out of your mouth is just
yeah.
wrong.
I'd love it if he killed 10 to 12 people.
Oh, my goodness.
Was it a crime of passion?
Okay.
No. This is like you know, Dahmer's parents.
All right. Then give me my kid being killed. Because...
Oh!
He just had a baby. Because...
I want that baby to die.
Because I look at it from this perspective...
You don't want to be shamed?
There's only one child being killed as opposed to the 20 that Dahmer did. So I'm saving lives.
What if it's a one-for-one deal?
Yeah, it's one-for-one. They have a special.
You.
They run a special.
I hate you. If it's one-for-one,
your kid dies or your kid
if it's
one-for-one,
then I want my kid to be a murderer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And you get to choose who they murder.
So I would
It can't be homeless.
So I would be a...
Yeah, you can't cheat and just say it's a homeless.
So I'd be a widower with...
So you're saying that you would want your child to kill your
wife?
Yeah, I'd have my son kill my wife. Mark?
No. God, the baby's not even 2 weeks old yet, and you already want him to kill your wife.
That's a hypothetical question.
And then move out to Malibu with you? And
yeah, George,
I'm going to do a couple.
You're finally here.
Raise the baby.
I'm finally here. Oh, gosh. That's a giggle.
What would you do?
Huh? I'm not answering those stupid questions. All right, we'll go to your phone calls next. It's 11:23 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfmine Show, Mavericks owner Mark Cuban joins us at 10:30. We'll talk hoops. We'll talk Charles Barkley. We'll talk Kenny Smith. We'll talk NBA dress code. We'll do it all. Also, Cowboys and Eagles, gigantic game Monday night in Philadelphia. No T.O., though. Will it matter? We'll talk about the Cowboys and Eagles plenty. And, of course, college football, Elite Eight, all Sunday, 8 to 11 on the Mark Elfmine Show.
The NBA is back and dressed up better than ever. And Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket celebrates the return of Round Ball with a Ticket Mavs T1 night. You'll get seats for Mavs Nuggets next Tuesday night for just $13.10. This year, the Mavs look to be improved with Killer D, Doug, Kevin, Dampier, and Derek.
I think that the people from your station just are not very funny.
So call 214-747-MAV or post up on the website at theticket.com. It's a special B-ball bonanza you can believe in. Call 214-747-MAV and ask for the Ticket Mavs T1 night from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hi, folks. I'm here with one of the country's most intriguing and beautiful women. How are you today?
I'm high.
It's a bit warm today. Now, I know you're interested in environmental issues. Mm-hmm. What do you think about global warming?
Ooh, it's hot.
Well, yes, it's in a way. Now, I understand you're engaged. What's your take on honeymoon destinations?
Ooh, they're hot.
Sure, some are, I suppose. Now, how about TLX performance boots from Tony Lama?
Oh.
Let me guess. They're hot.
I was going to say that men who wear TLX performance boots from Tony Lama are obviously self-confident, stylish, attractive, and extremely intelligent.
Oh, okay.
And they're hot.
I knew it. TLX performance boots from Tony Lama. They're, well, you know.
Hot.
Find out where to buy TLX performance boots at www.tonylama.com.
If you touch your mouth to it, it would be scalding.
Yeah.
Backed by popular demand, Central Kia's $199 a month Kia Sorento.
No reason to call and say, dial 1-866-CENTRAL-TODAY.
Do you have a job?
You have $199.
Do you want $3,000 minimum for your trade?
You could be approved.
Guaranteed.
You asked for it,
and now it's back. Central Kia's $199 a month Kia Sorento.
With Kia's unbeatable 10-year warranty.
And over $500 million to lend for first-time buyers at Second Chance Finance.
Three big locations,
Plano,
Irving,
and Louisville. 1-866-CENTRAL now.
1-866-CENTRAL.
For the $199 a month Kia Sorento.
Do you have a job?
Do you have $199?
Do you want $3,000 minimum for your trade?
You can be approved.
Guaranteed.
That's right. The $199 a month Kia Sorento is back for a limited time only at Central Kia.
No reason to call and say, now 1-866-CENTRAL.
The power to surprise.
Central Kia.
Plano.
Irving.
And Louisville.
72 months and 5.5% down with approved credit.
Yesterday marked the one-year anniversary of Riley's Plumbing Supply Company. Steve Riley started the business after struggling to find parts for his bathroom sink. He figured other people shouldn't have to go through the same headache. To save money, Steve switched to a Wachovia free business checking account. His new account has no minimum balance requirement for monthly maintenance fee. It also includes 150 transactions a month, Wachovia Business Online with Bill Pay, and a business check card with Visa Extras, all for free. Now that his business is going strong, maybe Steve can hire an assistant and finally get around to fixing the drip in his own bathroom. Find out more about free business checking. Stop by a Wachovia Financial Center or visit wachovia.com/business. Account and transaction-related fees may apply. Some restrictions apply to Visa Extras. Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. are members of FDIC.
Pick up the Sunday Dallas Morning News. Want a cruise through the holidays? Our travel section looks at taking your holiday celebrations on the high seas. Plus, with recent films on the lives of Johnny Cash, Truman Capote, and 50 Cent, Skyglide looks at the current flood of biographical movies. And in Parade Magazine, Desperate Housewife Marcia Cross talks about the show and spending the holidays with family. The new Dallas Morning News. Live better here.
Every day, your porch is home to local school board members, hundreds of high school football players, and thousands of nearby neighbors. Every day, you open your door to find touring musicians, celebrity chefs, even parenting experts. They come with inside scoop on everything happening outside your door. They're all there, on your porch, in the new Dallas Morning News. With more local focus and several new features, it's all you need to live better here. Visit us at dallasnews.com.
I'm Sean Bass. Which Cowboy expects to fight Monday night? We'll talk about it next on the Ticket Ticker.
We're here awaiting the arrival of Jessica Snyder, world-renowned television expert. Here she comes now. Wait a minute. You're just a kid.
You've got a problem with that?
Well,
Look, I've got two words for you, mister. Charter Digital. Capisce?
Huh?
Charter Digital offers over 100 channels of movies, news, sports, and my personal favorite, Disney Channel and Toon Disney, featuring the biggest stars and freshest new shows, like That's So Raven on Disney Channel and Get Ed on Toon Disney. Plus an interactive program guide, parental controls, and lots more. It's perfect for kids of all ages.
Can I quote you on that?
Sure. Knock yourself out.
Packages starting as low as $29.99 per month for 3 months with extended basic service. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER today. Offer expires December 21st, 2005. Offers for expanded level of service. And is a 3-month promotional offer for new residential customers only who live in a wired serviceable area. Prices and offers are subject to change. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When we say sports, you say now.
The Philadelphia Eagles no longer has Terrell Owens as they take on the Cowboys Monday night in Philly. Ticker brought to you by The Shores and Grand Treviso Condominiums. The Eagles have struggled lately, but they're only a game back of Dallas at 4-4 in the NFC East, and tight end Jason Witten knows Philly is still dangerous.
For us, we can't let this kind of, we're done, they're not going to play well against us, but we know that they're going to pull it together here.
There's a handful of early games underway this morning around the nation in college football. In Norman, Oklahoma taking on Texas A&M. And the Sooners out to a quick start. They lead the Aggies 14-0. Adrian Peterson, 2 rushing touchdowns. Top 25 battle in Columbus. Number 10 Ohio State taking on number 25 Northwestern. That one knotted up at 7 in the first quarter. Maryland today on the road taking on North Carolina. They lead 6-3. Michigan State trailing Minnesota on the road 7-0. Florida State, number 17 Florida State, they are on the road taking on Clemson in the Bowden Bowl. And the Tigers have a 7-0 lead early in the first quarter. And Purdue right now scoreless with Illinois in the first. Coming up at 1 o'clock, number 13 Texas Tech taking on Oklahoma State. And tonight the Dallas Stars continue their 4-game road trip out west as they take on the San Jose Sharks. Dallas dropped game one of their road trip Thursday with a 5-3 loss to Nashville, and head coach Dave Tippett was upset with all the penalties.
That was very frustrating. A very frustrating game. I was expecting a very good hockey game, and there was a lot of penalties in it that took the rhythm out of the game.
Puck drops tonight at the Shark Tank out west at 9:30. You can see the game on KDFI Channel 27. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's sports and all that implies. 11 years and still going strong on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:30. This is The Rant, and we're at Sneaky Pete's in Louisville. This is the final rant ever.
Awesome. I don't know if it's the final rant ever.
But we're getting close to it.
I had more people come up to me, guys, not out, ask me about
it. Because I'm perpetuating.
Stop it. I think I would just let it go away and not make any announcement about it or anything. And just
naturally.
Never on. Yeah.
So, like we do when people get fired at this station.
I don't know.
They just go away and we don't ever say a word about it.
No idea what you're talking about. What is station?
Do you remember when Coop got fired? And our program director at the time, the laddie, Mike Thompson, decided it would be a good idea for him to go on.
What do you have in your mouth?
Food, I'm sorry.
Cloney remnants.
Do you remember that, though? He came on the air for like 30 minutes by himself to explain why Cooperstein got fired.
Good eye on Clooney in the corner of your mouth.
Did you stop it?
Are you Clooney's burger catcher?
Oh, man.
So keep going with your story.
That's it. I don't have any more.
Real good.
I'm out on stories. So I expect that we never said anything about Big Dick getting fired.
I did.
We did on the app.
Yeah, we did. We were phone daddies. You weren't there.
Oh, okay. On the regular.
This was the only show that had the guts to address it.
On
right?
The shows that matter during the day, no one said a word about it. Why not? No one ever said a word. It's like, let's not talk about this. Why?
No one told us not to talk about it.
Yeah, I know, but no one did talk about it.
Well, what are you going to say? Hey, the guy got canceled. Management says it's due to long-term ratings performance. They decided to go in a different direction.
Yeah.
Okay. And then all that does is just invite a bunch of people who want to ask questions about it.
How'd it go down, man? Was he ticked? Man, why didn't they like him? What were, I think it's a conspiracy. They're
right.
Just trying to get rid of liberal voices on the radio.
You hear all that, and it's like, it's so tiring.
I still get a couple of emails every day. What happened to him? What happened to the guy? Well, he got fired.
He's on MSNBC now.
He was on MSNBC from the Bunny Ranch. I don't know why he befriends that guy.
Because
it gets him on MSNBC. All right, yeah, so if anyone wants to talk firings, I guess you can call up and ask questions. Corby's opened the floodgates, 214-787-1310. It's just, okay, what are you going to, here's a show, a nighttime show.
Mm-hmm.
I understand mentioning something little about it, but you can't do something too big about it, because here's a nighttime show that's being let go because of ratings. Because there weren't enough people listening to it.
Right.
And so you're going to take up morning drive time when you're supposed to be entertaining people and doing stuff.
I agree. I
agree. To talk about a nighttime show.
Probably 80% of Donovan Miller listeners have no idea what the Wild Ass Circus is.
I mean, it's just, I understand what you're saying, and I do think that something little should be mentioned about it, but you can't do too much, or it's, you know, I think you're just being indulgent then.
Yeah, I agree, and it's a weird position. And you know, you say you got fired for ratings, but no one gets ratings at night on our station. You know,
they keep trying to do different things to get ratings. That's what the Wild Ass Circus is about. Maybe that was going to be the idea that was able to get it, and it did improve ratings.
Oh yeah, it did. It certainly improved it from whatever else we threw out there at night. But I just don't know what they want out of that.
The Africans.
I think they were the hot spot. That was what they were called.
Yeah, well, Ticket Chick unfortunately called them what Dave just called them. All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket with Fired Talk with Corby Davidson. Hi, you're on AM.
Hey. Hey. Just to let Corby know that Bob and Dan talked about it for a little bit of a segment one day, but he'd have to climb out of Reiner's lap during pre-show meetings to listen, so...
Shot you, Corbin.
It is.
Gonna take that?
I do sit in his lap during pre-show. What are we doing, Dad?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket with the Rant AM Boys.
Hello there.
Hey.
This is me, bro.
Hello.
Hey, Gordo.
Yeah.
Remember Elephant, Mark Elephant Vine used to have a show?
Wait. Elephant Vine.
It's Elephant Vine.
Remember he had a show called The Bottle Rocket?
Yeah.
With another guy?
Yep.
He won't talk about that. What happened to those two?
The guy he did the show with was let go.
I honestly don't know what happened there. I thought
Shapiro, did he get canned or did he just quit doing the show?
No, the laddie fired him.
Hey, come on, man.
That's
dude.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13's in the Ticket.
Hey, I'm just calling in because I've just become a manager, and I'm wondering, I actually have to fire someone here pretty soon. I'm wondering what's the best way to,
you know,
to let them go.
This is fascinating because my brother-in-law is an HR director for EchoStar, you know,
yeah.
The company that owns Dish Network. And
sure.
He had to do a lot of hiring and a lot of firing. And he said that you don't ever get used to it. It's always horrible. But the main thing is you always have to, you got to watch your back from a company perspective to make sure there's no lawsuit that's going to be involved in this.
Well,
for whatever reason. So,
in this case, and it's very lawsuit driven. I mean, you have poor performance and poor attendance from this person. But just because of a single thing, well, basically an intermittent leave of absence, using it, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, what's the best way to say, look, you've been screwing us, but we really have to go, although that opens to a lot.
Your phone's breaking up. We're somehow not getting the return.
Did you guys, I think that would be the worst moment of your life having to fire someone.
Because even if they are, like you said, that they're, you know, attendance is poor, they're a non-performer, whatever, you know, even if you have justifiable reasons to let somebody go, if you're in that position, you know that you're at least temporarily ruining that person's life and throwing their life into a tailspin.
Yeah, you're right.
Because crap, what am I going to do for a job now?
Yeah.
You know?
But the thing is, most people who have to do firing, like this guy, you work your way up to a certain point where, I mean, that's your job. That's what you do. You've been working to put yourself in that position, but then all of a sudden, you're put in a position you don't want to be in, but that's what you work for. You get this promotion, and you're like, well, I'm now at the point where I have to do it. That's your job. But it doesn't matter. It just always... Oh, I would cry. If it was someone you had to fire for, you know, you liked the person or whatever, but they just weren't performing the way they should be or whatever, they weren't getting the job done, you know how hard it would be if you had some sort of personal relationship with someone?
Well, I think the worst scenario is when it's a financial decision, you know, when you have to cut staff and you have to decide, you know, based on salaries or based on tenure who needs to go. So it's not necessarily that they did anything wrong, but it's like, you know, hey, you know, we have this severance package for you, but we just can't afford to keep you anymore.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13, send the ticket.
Hey, I was wondering, with all that, I mean, like, really super hot gay talk, how was it Norm never came out of his cell? I kind of thought he'd be awake.
Norm? We keep Norm in his cell.
He's only in his cell during the hard line, I think.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13, send the ticket.
Hello, hard talk?
Yeah, this is hard talk.
Ray Gordo on with Rocco after he got fired and spilled some of the best
stuff
on the radio I've ever heard. I hear you.
Were you working
Wasn't that on the internet for a while?
Somebody had it.
Somebody had it. Posted it somewhere.
I mean,
that was...
Wait, was he fired? No, he wasn't fired then.
No, he was
you
fired
got,
the
that
following
guy,
Monday.
Got him fired.
I did not get him fired.
You don't talk to me.
He walked out on his show on Friday.
On Thursday. Right.
Yeah, he walked out on his show on Friday, came on the rant for like 30 minutes. No, it was like 30 minutes. Like 30 minutes that Saturday, and then he was fired Monday morning before his show.
But that did not get him fired, what happened on Saturday.
Yeah,
walking out on his show was his final.
Yeah, but that Saturday deal kind of was the reason that he walked out on his show early. Did you rip his show back?
No, he walked on his show before the Saturday
deal. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was the next day.
No, it all started with that article that was in the Dallas Observer.
Oh, that's why you got
that
fired. You were ripping him. You were ripping
him. No, Reiner did. And he was so angry at us because of that. And he worked for 2 years, and no one had befriended him because
he wasn't
right.
He wasn't part of the clique.
What is that?
What is a clique?
The Big Five. I don't know what you're talking about. So... And then he was fired that Monday. The sorry thing that they did was they let him do an appearance before they called him in.
Oh, yeah, he did a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, hi, you're on Sports Radio 13, send a ticket. Welcome to Fire Talk.
Yeah, is this the Fire Talk?
Yeah. What's your name, sweetheart?
This is Emily.
Okay.
I've had to fire a couple of people, and I usually cry the night before. But during the actual firing of the person, they're usually so in shock that they don't react, they don't get combative, they just pretty much hang their head and you know, walk back to their desk and collect the things.
Did you at least show them a little chest before they go?
No. It's really hard, even as the boss, though, to get through it without crying because it's very traumatic for both people.
She's a bitch. Okay.
Oh, my.
How old are you?
Oh, we let her go, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you?
How old do you think she is?
Sound like 30.
Okay, we've had one guess of 6 in our ear, and then you guessed 30.
She has to be old enough to fire someone, so.
Yeah.
You know?
I think she's 12 or 13.
So what happened when you got let go from the station once?
Twice, you mean?
Twice.
Why are you bringing up this uncomfortableness?
Well, I want to know who did it. Who had to do it?
I think the first time it was Peppy.
Peppy?
You remember Peppy?
Yeah. Our old assistant program director.
Yeah, she called me and had me come in early for my shift. And then I went into her office, and she was, like, in tears. And she said, you know, you have to go out to the ballpark. You know, because that's when we were owned by SFX, and she was like, you have to drive out to the ballpark, you know, they're having a meeting with several people, you know, and it's kind of, you know, I can't tell you why you're going out there.
Oh, horrible drive that must have been.
Yeah, so I had to drive out to the ballpark for my debriefing. And then I think the other time...
For your briefing.
No, it was my debriefing.
What information were they getting from you?
I thought debriefing was like post-mortem.
Debriefing is
when you give information to them.
If I'm debriefing you, you're giving me information.
Okay.
If I'm briefing you, I'm giving you the information.
Okay, well then I was briefed.
Okay.
And then I was let go. But no, the other time, I guess,
it's when Bruce said, we've decided to go with Kevin Scott.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it was,
Dave doesn't remember.
Blocked it all out?
Yeah, I think it was just a phone call. I think it was just like...
Did he even call you in the office?
No, I think I called him, and then I found out, you know, he said, well, we've decided to go with Kevin Scott. He didn't, like, even interview me for the position. There wasn't even, like, a possibility that I would get it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So
how long were you without a job that second time after you got let go from the station?
Well, I already had a job. I was already working at the ad agency before the one I'm at now.
You were?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
God, I don't remember. You've had so many jobs.
I've had so many jobs.
Hi, on Sports Radio 13, to the Ticket, Corby.
Hey, Ticket.
Hey.
Hey, is this Fire Talk?
Yes.
Well, my question is about Craig Miller.
Go ahead.
He has a stance that says he will not vote unless his one vote makes a difference. Well, how in the heck would he ever know if his one vote made a difference until he voted? He's always after the fact. So his vote may be the determining factor that he didn't make.
Yeah, and I think if he found, you know, one major election that did come down to one vote, he'd say, all right, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it because I can see that it can get that close.
Yeah, Craig's rationale on certain subjects aren't exactly logical.
Hi, you're on AM radio with AM Corby.
Hey, can I get on firing call?
Damn
yeah,
right,
you can get on it real hard.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, hey. What's your name?
Dina.
Dina.
Okay.
Sounds country.
Was Dina Schlosser the one
No, I write all the time, though.
Yes.
Well, I've got two comments on firing calls. The first one, I think it's extremely sorry when they fire you before the holidays.
Agreed.
And secondly, kind of in a different direction, you know, what kind of ratings does it take? Because there's a lot of intelligent shows on TV, but if they don't perform, like, you know, How I Married the Fat Woman, or Look at How This Fat Woman Screams with This Other Fat Woman's Kids.
I think they have more complicated titles for those shows.
Look at How This Fat Woman Screams with The Other Fat Woman's Kids.
I mean, Over There is not coming back. Arrested Development is not coming back. I mean, what about shows?
Arrested Development?
Yeah, it got canceled.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that disgusting?
Wow.
Great show.
Well, if it doesn't have an audience, it doesn't have an audience.
But what does it take? I mean, if it makes money, okay, what
if it's not making money if it doesn't have an audience? You can't, the ad revenue isn't very much.
Yell at her, Corby.
You can't give it
a little 101
there doesn't have an audience. My God, I hear Bob Sturm and Reiner sing the song every day. You're telling me it doesn't have an audience?
No, it doesn't. The ratings were horrible.
Well, how is Arrested Development that horrible? I mean, there was like 30 million people that signed a petition to keep it on, and now it's going off.
Well, I don't think it was 30 million.
Well, okay, I'm exaggerating.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to keep up. By the way, congratulations on Isaac.
Thanks, Dina.
Hey, love you guys.
Love you too.
I love you the most.
Bye.
All right, 11:45 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Coming up next, Corby tells the marriage story.
Oh, good.
Here are the top five reasons why you should pick up with Sports Page. Number one, Sports Page Girl of the Week. Number two, Ticket Chick of the Week. Number three, The Ticket Window T1 Page. Number four, Sports. Number five, it's free. The Sports Page, Dallas-Fort Worth's only free weekly sports newspaper. Packed with football facts and fun every week this fall. Get your copy everywhere all the time, right now, or at sportspagedallas.com. Another reason to read. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ticket.com. If it slips, it runs, shoots, or kicks.
I'll show it to you first. I'm Mike Ducey. Watch Sports Sunday on Fox 4. We're on first with the best highlights, best guests, and best of all, we play what you have to say.
Watch Sports Sunday with Mike Ducey.
That's me.
Sunday at 10, only on Fox 4.
Fox Sunday, for the shocking new Simpsons, has Bart turned into a mama's boy?
I'm so sure about the bells on the pinches. Are you kidding? I love my tinglies.
Next, on an all-new War at Home, Dave acts like a real boob when his daughter wants fake ones.
Well, I only agreed to feed and clothe you, not turn you into a flotation device.
And on a mighty new Family Guy, Peter and his friends become the A-Team.
Don't you worry, sad little girl. The A-Team will get your beloved kitty down.
Followed by an all-new American Dad.
Catch all the rest starting Sunday at 7 on Fox. Then watch Fox 4 News Thursday 9.
Guess who has enough points on her Blue Sky card to save blank dollars off the cost of any trip we want?
You're kidding me. You mean we could finally fly to blank and stay at the blank hotel? I can't wait to see the blank in person.
Introducing Blue Sky from American Express, the credit card that lets you save hundreds of dollars off the cost of any flight, any hotel, any cruise, or any rental car. It's the card that lets you fill in the blanks.
Actually, I was searching around online, and I think we should fly to blank and take a blank day cruise to blank. We could even rent a blank convertible and drive to blank.
Yeah, but I want to go to blank.
Yes, but I want to go to blank, and I've got the card.
Blue Sky lets you shop around for the best travel deal. Book it, then use the points you've earned to save even more. There's no blackout date and no limit on the points you can redeem. Blue Sky lets you decide how you want to travel and how you want to save.
Well, I guess blank it is.
Well, don't worry. If you're good, we'll go to blank next year.
Blue Sky from American Express. To apply, go to AmexBlueSky.com. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Fall is back. Short days, long nights, cool weather, and 28 free movie channels only from DirecTV.
Call Dish Direct today. Sign up for Total Choice programming for only $39.99 a month. And soon your night with Showtime, HBO, and Starz Superfast.
That's 28 movie channels in all free for 3 months. Plus, get a free TiVo so you can record an entire season of your favorite shows with a touch of a button.
Only from Dan, the sweet, clean Dish Direct man.
Hey, T1s, it's Dan. All DirecTV offers are not created equal. Dish Direct has been the number one local DirecTV retailer since 1996 for good reason. Equipment, DVR, and high-def upgrades are always free. Installation is professional, convenient, and free. Talk is cheap, so we back it up with the area's only on-time guarantee.
If we show up late to your installation, we'll pay you $50.
That's great service or else, only from Dish Direct.
Call Dish Direct now, 888-834-1999, and get 28 free movie channels. That's 888-834-1999. Dish Direct, 888-834-1999.
I'm Sean Bass, and Andrew McNabb is still pretty good. We'll talk about it next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hey now, Mike Reiner of The Hardline here with a message for everyone who has a car payment. Autoflex Leasing, the nation's number one auto leasing company, has a way that you can save 40 to 50% off your car payment and drive a newer, more fuel-efficient car. It's called the Flex Lease, a lease so incredible that depending on the lease term, you can get a new car every 3 years. Now, wouldn't you rather drive a new car in warranty and get better gas mileage? Autoflex Leasing compares the top 50 lease programs in America on every car, not just one or two like the others. Nobody has better lease programs than Autoflex Leasing. One easy call to 234-1234 in either the 972 or 817 area code, and you can lease any make and model. Don't waste another day or another dollar. Find out the advantages of leasing your new car, like saving money. And remember, nobody can lease you a new car better than Autoflex Leasing. Nobody.
Ticket Sports News now.
The Cowboys and Eagles get the national stage Monday night in Philadelphia. Ticker brought to you by Wing House of Addison and Grand Treviso Condominiums. The Eagles said goodbye to Terrell Owens this week, but they still have quarterback Donovan McNabb running the offense, and Andy Reid still has confidence in his injured QB.
He hasn't banged up, so I'm sure it's taken a little bit of a toll on him, but he's such a tough guy. He works through that and continues to play.
The Cowboys secondary could have corner Anthony Henry back Monday despite a slight groin tear he suffered 2 weeks ago. If he cannot play Monday, veteran Aaron Glenn will start in his place. 2 years ago, the Sooners shut out the Aggies 77-0 in Norman. Today, A&M is north of the Red River once again, and things are not looking good for Coach Fran and his bunch as the Sooners have an early 21-0 lead. Running back Adrian Peterson has 2 rushing touchdowns. Elsewhere right now around the nation, a top 25 battle in Columbus. Number 10, Ohio State, leading Northwestern in the first quarter, 14-7. Number 21, Michigan, up on Indiana, 21-14. Number 17, Florida State, on the road, taking on Clemson. It's the Bowden Bowl, and the Tigers lead the Florida State Seminoles 14-0. Michigan State on the road against Minnesota, trailing 7-0. Number 12, Florida, on the road, trailing South Carolina 7-3 right now. That's Steve Spurrier's first game against the Gators. And at 1 o'clock today, Texas Tech takes on the Oklahoma State Cowboys in Stillwater. They're looking to up their record to 9-1. They can't win the Big 12, but they'll be heading to a nice bowl, and head coach Mike Leach doesn't care which one.
You know, I really don't. You know, all I can really do is just try to coach well and our players play well and, you know, just try to win the next one, you know. And then, you know, and then after that, just go where we end up.
Our next ticket ticker coming up at 12:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The white crash of Metroplex Radio. And just to prove it, we've been married 3 times, but still have the same in-laws.
People, it's 11:52, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to the Gordon Keith Show along with Corby Davidson and Dave Lane, also known as The Rant. Taking your telephone call, 787-1310. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Anything you heard about on the...
Why'd I hear Dolphin?
All right, so we're finishing up. Corby, do you want to tell the marriage story?
No.
Okay.
That's for next week.
Yeah.
That's for next week. Does anyone want to share their favorite rant memories since this may be our last show?
Mine is when, I don't know if we've talked about this in a long time, but when Rocco came on the program and
we just talked about that last segment, and I didn't have him fired.
That was my favorite moment.
And that is nobody's favorite moment. Okay?
How about you?
My favorite memory is when Tommy...
Hey, Dill!
Killing Gracie.
For the first time?
Yeah,
that was great.
First time.
One of the best rants ever. We were at a car dealership or something. Was this one your parents came out to, but it was the morphing rant?
No, we were in studio for the morphing rant.
Oh, was morphing rant and lobster claw the same day?
No.
And Hugo the Rat, I swear all those three were the same day.
Hugo the Rat, lobster claws, and, yeah, Hugo the Rat and lobster claws were the same day.
Right.
How about one other thing was? It wasn't blood cannons and something else the same day?
Well, blood cannons was the week before my wedding.
Yeah, we were out at a clothing store.
Golf Expo or something like that.
And Corby talked about hiring and renting some blood cannons to shoot blood all over the audience as soon as they exchange their vows.
And having blood packets
in the train of her dress so it looks like she's bleeding from somewhere as she walks down the aisle. Those are all tasteful things. Those are good shows.
That's when the rant was good.
That's when the rant was good.
The 90s.
So, okay, a question for you, David, since you used to be the producer of the show, and I guess you still are in some way.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, who's our producer?
I'm co-host.
We don't have one.
We don't have a producer?
Not so much.
Okay, so what was, when did I start doing the Saturday show? You were my producer at the very beginning, right?
No, I was board op at the very beginning, and he was producer.
When I first started on Saturdays, Corby was producer?
Uh-huh.
I was?
Yeah. I think we started on Saturdays...
I remember it was early, like 7 to 10.
Did we start, were we ever on Saturdays in the old building, or was it just after we moved to the new building?
I think it was after we moved to the new building.
Yeah, I think it was.
So how long ago was that?
That was what, like 97 or 98?
Wow. Boy, I've done a lot of great broadcasting. So, there you go. There's our rant retrospective. Wasn't it organized?
Yeah, that was great.
We had a lot of good memories, a lot of fun audio to play. Always good.
Were you out here, oh, we all were out here, whenever we had the Sneaky Pete's and we had the that one infamous summer bash where it rained a holy hell and there was about 10,000 people out here that were as drunk as I've ever seen humans the whole day. And that's when we had that kiddie pool set up that guy took a nosedive in for $50 and ended up getting $50,000 from the station to suit our ass because he broke his nose because he dove in there.
Oh, the thing we're not supposed to talk about on the air.
Oh, they talked about it a bunch.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
those cases that make you mad.
And then we had rented all this this equipment, this audio equipment.
And put it downhill.
Put it downhill and it was ruined. Because there was a mudslide that went right into it. I mean, it was pretty hardcore. It was fun, though. That was a fun day.
Good times.
Yeah. Too bad that this is it. Remember when we used to
to carpool the other two?
We just did today.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a very recent memory.
Another
time. All right, we'll take your phone calls on the end of the rant. 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on AM.
Hey, what happened to Martine Rollins?
Oh, great question. Corby, you want to take that?
Yeah, she actually, this is really hard for me to say, she actually still works at the station.
Hi, on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Oh! Hi, you're on the ticket. Oh! Hi, you're on the ticket. I guess that's the end of the rant.
Forever?
Yeah, this is Trevor. I was calling for Corby.
Hi, Trevor.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Trevor.
Yeah, I have some dirt on Dr. Phil. A couple of months ago, you said you wanted someone to find some.
Yeah, he's
dirt on Dr. Phil.
He's an enemy of mine.
Well, we might want to watch this. I mean, we don't know what this guy's going to say.
Well, we'll say it was granted.
Back in, before he got famous, when he lived in Henrietta, Texas, he was accused of molesting a child. But it never came out because the judge made a deal that if she never showed up...
All right.
That's it.
Completely unsubstantiated.
Hey, Gordon.
What?
The more unprotected sex,
uh-huh.
The more people get AIDS,
yeah.
The more they literally distribute AIDS.
Isn't it fun to be able to laugh a little bit?
Norm. What's so funny about AIDS, Norm?
I don't know. The more they distribute AIDS. All right. Well, anyway. All right. Anything that we want to say to each other after working together all these years?
Always been a good, you know.
I hope I'll see you guys around. I hope this, you know, we can still be friends and stuff like that.
I doubt it, but that's a good thought.
Yep. I doubt it, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, y'all have a good life. Y'all,
you too.
Do well for yourselves. All right?
Okay.
What do you plan on doing, Corby? With all your free time now?
Just my 2 hours on Saturdays?
Yeah. Now that you're able to reclaim them.
Probably try to stay young. Just stay young, man.
Yeah, you guys hear that.
They give me two more hours of drinking time.
True.
So.
Dave, what do you plan to do with all your time?
Cry in my pillow.
Then you won't have a radio outlet anymore.
Yeah, so what does the rant mean to you? What does a radio outlet mean to you? Because that's interesting, because if we lost it, do you think we would miss it, this job?
No. You, this particular show or this job?
No, this job. If we lost a radio outlet.
Yeah, you would miss it.
Okay, you think you'd miss it?
You know, I think I would have missed it more like a year ago when I used to be funny, but...
Oh, no.
I'm not going to miss it.
You've lost quite a bit in the last year.
So does this new girlfriend of yours think you're funny?
Not on the air.
Okay. Hey, Corby.
Yeah, Norm.
Who can flat go to hell?
All right. I will. Well, seriously, guys, it's been fun.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, Troy's coming out here to sneak a pizza.
Don't say that, because then we'll get sued because he's not.
We promised
him. Right. Well, I'd like to thank everyone who's ever been a part of the rant. Like to thank Corby and Dave, Clay Stewart, Scott Jones, Eric Bright. Who else am I leaving out? Jason.
Did you thank Clay?
Our board operator?
Yeah. Jaron.
Jaron?
He's our board operator.
Well, he's a current one. I'm just thinking of people in the past.
Brandon.
Brandon.
Vernon.
And all the rest. Sean Bass. JT Horn.
Vicente Farrar.
David the Duck Burl.
Tyrone Walker.
Tommy Daniels. Tyrone Walker. Isaac Davidson.
Yeah.
Layla? Yeah, what happened to Layla?
She's working in...
She got fired.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Well, we'll see y'all next week. We're in studio.
Oh.
This is The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. Massive structures of steel and glass. Providing the central economic backbone of this great country. And also, we can have it with the AM radio signal. Don't leave the ticket in the parking lot. Listen all day at work on the internet. We're streaming worldwide 24/7 at www.theticket.com. listening on the internet, the ticket is always available. Go to your downtown or down under, take your laptop on your next out-of-town trip and tune in via the nearest high-speed connection. From a station that has two sticks and a strong screen, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
TheTicket.com. A great ride begins with Troy Aikman Ford.
No team ever won because they were destined to. They won because they worked the hardest, believed the most, and prepared the best. Hi, this is Troy Aikman, and that's my team at Troy Aikman Ford. We give you more than a great price on Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. We give you a team that's dedicated to honesty, integrity, and unbeatable customer service. Come see us on Central Expressway between Walnut Hill and Royal. Give us a call at 888-860-TROY or click on TroyAikmanFord.com. We want to be the first, last, and only place you have to go to buy a car. There's a better way to run a car dealership. Come see me, and I'll show you. A great drive begins at Troy Aikman Ford.
You can't expect the best, but no less. Troy Aikman Ford.
Hurry to Lowe's this weekend for great values. We're taking 20% off all Stanley tools, including tape measures, hand tools, tool storage, and staplers. With winter coming, now's the time to make sure your home is properly insulated. So Lowe's will give you a $75 mail-in rebate when you buy $249 or more of insulation. If you need a garage door opener, Lowe's is the place. Because now you'll get installation for just $59 when you spend $148 or more on Genie or Chamberlain garage door openers. If it's carpet you're looking for, we'll help with that too. We're taking 10% off every carpet we install. What's more, use your Lowe's consumer card and ask for special financing until January 2007 on any flooring purchase of $299 or more through November 13th. You see, nobody works harder than Lowe's to save you money every day. That's our promise. So come to Lowe's for great value. Lowe's, where improving home improvement never ends. Limited time offers. End dates vary. See store for details.
Are you one of thousands of homeowners who have not refinanced your home mortgage because you don't think you have enough money or your credit is less than perfect? Then call Miracle Mortgage at Metro.